broadcasting live from New Jersey. Strap in, kids, because you're now listening to the DJ New Style Show.
Are you guys having a killer time? Sweet. Yes. Gosh.
Yeah. Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. That's right, I'm your host, DJ New Style. Welcome to my show, fella. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We've got a bunch to get to. We've got a lot of people to thank for showing up. We got some regulars in the room. We got some new listeners. We have some people that are listening and not chatting. And if you're not in the chat room, you really need to be. So make sure you get out on the AOL Instant Messenger. Check out the DJ New Style Show. You can go to DJNewStyle.com. You can send your feedback out to DJ New Style on AOL Instant Messenger. And I'll read it. I'll comment on you and how bad your grammar is or how correct you are that I suck. And it'll be fun. We'll have a lot of laughs. Want to say hello to Silent Spick of SilentSpick.com. Steve. Jackson Delabate. Who's that? I don't know. Led Zeppelin checking in from M Active. We have Chelsea. Little Jimmy Rhodes, little Ann Rhodes. We have 14-year-old girl that is, I don't know, Andy Pickle. We have Hairless Dan. We have a little Robbie Mason. And we have Allie. That's right. Want to thank everybody for showing on up. Oh my goodness. I have to turn the music down. I'm so distracted. I cannot concentrate today. I've been getting like huge headaches in the back of my skull. And, you know, that's what will happen when you fuck a vacuum cleaner for about 3 hours in a row. It's really, you know, I wouldn't recommend it. It's, you know, you might get a little chafed, perhaps cut. We got people sending links over to, I guess, listen to other shows or whatever. You're really not getting it. Because I'm doing a show. Punk, I'm doing a show.
Yes!
That's right. We're excited. We're having a good time.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Absolutely I'm having a killer time, Napoleon. Yes, I am. Absolutely. I'm excited, Napoleon, that the Star Wars movie, the final, as they say, final, Star Wars movie is going to be coming out very shortly. Which means we'll be seeing our annual, or not annual, but we'll be getting our dose of fat kids in costumes. And now fat kids in costumes dressing up as stormtroopers, you know, they're sucking back donuts. It's going to be fucking grand. They're all going to be lining up from miles away, states, fucking countries. People will be flying in to go to New York, the Ziegfeld Theater. They're going to be lining up. They want to see the movie. They want to be the first ones to see it. And what kind of struck me as odd is that I heard a story months ago that a guy was beginning his wait in line in, like, March for this movie, which is opening, you know, in the end of the week or whatever. And I guess it was some big statement, you know, he wanted to be the guy that was waiting and waiting and waiting and is going to be the first one to see it. Well, I was offered tickets to go to the to a screening. Now, I'm not fucking important, okay? And I wasn't offered the tickets on the basis of having a radio show because it wasn't given to me by one of my 5 listeners. It was offered to me, you know, by my girlfriend, and she had connections at where she works. I turned it down because, you know, I don't need to be the first fucking one to see it. I'm not even the first one to see it. No one is except the fucking people that made it. And the magazines have all seen it. And, you know, dude, this whole fucking mentality of lining up to see a movie so you can see it opening week. What the fuck is the point? What are you getting out of that? Oh, we have Greg up in the place. Greg, big fat black man eating burgers on MySpace. Yeah, I want to say what's going on, Greg. Definitely eating burgers are at least half of the line that at the Star Wars opening. I don't know why they need to dress up. I don't know why anybody anybody over the age of like 14, really pushing it at 14, and it's not Halloween and you're not trying to get candy, why are you in a fucking costume? Okay? Unless you're at a Halloween party, you know, you're trying to get laid or something like that, or maybe you just want to get hammered in a toga. But why are you dressing up to go to a movie? What the fuck is the point? Oh, by the way, happy birthday going out to Greg. Let's do a little... It's Greg's birthday today. It's Greg's birthday. So let's do a little fucking thing for Greg here. Yeah, let me get that fucking thing going here. It's not good when you have a mute guitar and a bad fucking setup, son. Yeah, what's going on, motherfucker? Let me show you where it's at. Happy birthday, Greg. Happy birthday. Drink like a pirate with one peg leg. Happy birthday. Drink your own keg, drink your own cup. I don't give a fuck, don't tell me to shut up. I'm just trying to be a wishing, only fishing, trying to throw my line out and tell you to twist and shout like a faggot that I am. I can't come up with a good rhyme, so I'm only telling you to have a good time, bitch. A happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday, and break your head, your leg. Happy birthday, Greg. Yeah, happy birthday to Greg. Right? Is it even his birthday? Dude, I don't even know if it's his birthday. I'm getting bum information from Steve. Who knows, man? If it is, dude, if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. Because they say it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. They say it's your birthday. We're going to have a good time. Ugh. Ugh. Yeah. Oh, man, oh, man. Led Zeppelin. Yeah, everybody... Man, it's really not... It's hard to not look like the comic book guy when you're into when you're into Star Wars and you like to dress up. And they all talk like him. That's a dead-on fucking, caricature of the average sci-fi fan. It really is. They're all sarcastic. They're all crazy, but you know what? I don't care if you're into sci-fi. I don't care if you're into video games or comic books or whatever, or what have you, or what have you. Dude, just don't be a fucking douchebag and dress up. You know, if you're gonna dress up, go to the fucking Star Wars premiere wearing like a Will Robinson suit, and make sure you're 5,000 pounds. Make sure you're brought in on a gurney, carried by like a whole harem of midgets. Just really, you know, make them... That's really fucking cliche. Well, has anybody seen my Stormtrooper's helmet? Let me get back in line. These fucking pricks. I got a Jedi wedding in about 10 minutes. And they're getting married! They're getting married online! They're getting married on the fucking line to the movie. To the movie, that's right. Why? People are, like... They're doing everything except conceiving. This one guy I heard on Opie and Anthony today, this guy broke up with his wife because he could not put Star Wars above her. So listen to Opie and Anthony, this guy, he sleeps in like the Star Wars sheets. He couldn't put Star Wars, he couldn't put his wife ahead of Star Wars, so she had to go. And that's really it's not a rare fucking case. These guys are so so closely tied to this fake fucking story. That's made up by this guy with no fucking neck and a beard that's trying to define a neck. You ever look at George Lucas's neck? There's really no chin line. The reason he has the beard is because he has no fucking chin line. I'm going to try and find an example on Google. He's got no fucking chin. He's just like a little... maybe he did, but at one point, you know... He just doesn't now. Go look up a Google image. There it is. There it is right there. I'll send it into the room. He's got no fucking chin. The reason he has the beard is to try and define that he's got a chin. If you take that beard away, he's just a fucking, like a fleshy toe with eyes. He really is. And he fucks up movies. Don't get me started. But I hear the new one, I hear it's pretty good. I hear it's pretty good. Why don't we get Silent Spic on the phone, and we'll see what Silent Spic thinks about Star Wars. I want to see what he thinks about Star Wars. I'm going to get him on the line. On the line. Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking Silent Spic.
Yeah, what's up?
Silent Spic, you're on the air. What's going on, man?
It's going so far.
Are you drunk yet?
Nah, I just started, dude.
You just started. So you're somewhat sober. We'll probably have to check back with you later on in the show and kind of like take how you are now and transpose it, put it right next to the way you're going to be.
Yep, all right. I just took two shots, that's all.
Dude, what's your agenda tonight for drinking?
I'm going to drink a lot, and that's it.
A lot.
Listen to you guys.
What are you
listen
drinking?
Listen to you.
What do you got?
Bacardi Gold.
Bacardi Gold. Are you drinking it straight? Are you mixing it with anything?
Nah, straight, dude.
Okay. So, your opinion now, having only taken two shots, and you're relatively sober since you take, like, fucking 10 to anywhere from 10 to 50 shots a night, what is your opinion on Star Wars?
I only watched the movie because the graphics. Anything else, I don't give a shit. I don't care about the storyline or anything. I just like the graphics.
What do you think about Samuel L. Jackson being in the new Star Wars? Like, he's in the first, in the prequel trilogy.
He's been on, the last three, I think.
Well, this one and the last two.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything in the movie. He's only on for, like, I think 3 minutes. He's like a nobody in the movie.
You're a smart motherfucker, that's right.
Yeah, you are. So you're not upset that a person of color is in Star Wars.
If you call back, that'll change.
So you're saying with alcohol, you hate black people more and more.
Yeah.
Why is that? How is it that you can take a few shots and instantly turn into someone that hates blacks? You hate the blicks.
Because I start thinking, like, all the stupid shit they do, you know, that's all. And just, when I drink, I just start thinking a lot about my past and shit.
Whoa, let's not make sweeping generalities here. Let's not just say that, you know, blacks do all this stupid stuff. But seriously, what do the blacks do?
No, it's true.
What do they do that's so stupid?
Well, for example, you know, like, stereotyping and shit. There was
steroid typing.
No, stereo.
Damn. Stereotype. Okay. All right. Oh, what did he hang up? What the fuck? Yeah, he hung up, I guess. We'll get him back on the line anyhow. He really does not like... he does not like...
And
Dude, you got something going on here. On the DJ New Style Show, Stephen Hawking. Stephen, how are you? It's great to have you on the show, Stephen. I didn't actually think you'd do the show. Your theories are amazing. I really just want to know, where did you get your software, or as you call it, voice? Did it come with your little scooter?
Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss.
Ooh.
And with a mouse. And I will eat them here and there. Say, I will eat them anywhere. I do so like green eggs and ham. Thank you. Thank you, Sam. I am. One more time.
Jesus fucking Christ. I'm using C-Rock's soundboard, you know, because I opened it up because he had the Samuel L. Jackson sound. And I accidentally hit something called green eggs, and it went on for a day and a half. Silent Spic, I'm going to hang up on you, man. Maybe we'll get you back on when you're a little bit more racist and drunk. You can try calling back any other time. Hey, if you want to give the DJ New Style show a call, be sure to get on Skype. The name is DJ New Style on Skype. That's right. Oh, man. For now, I guess we'll try and get Lil Jimmy Rhodes on the line. It's Silent Spic. He has his website, silentspic.com, and apparently he hates hates African Americans. We're calling up Jimmy Rhodes right now. Little Jimmy Rhodes. Go to Skype.com, SKYPE.com. You're on the air, DJ New Style Show. You got to kill the feed, buddy. Turn it on down. Turn it on down.
Yeah, I knew that.
Why am I
What's
hearing
up, Kenny?
What's going on, little Jimmy Rhodes? How are you?
Ow. You're hearing it because I'm not too smart.
You're not too smart, huh?
No.
Jimmy, I got to tell you, your sounds have gone over.
Sorry, I'm sick.
You going to fucking make it? What's the story? Are you going to drop dead soon?
I think so, man.
Okay, we need to have Travel Punk on Skype, because we can't do a Jimmy segment without Travel Punk, and he knows who he is, because we need his little laugh track in the back.
I already asked him, he said no.
Get him, get on Skype, you dumb.
No, he said he had to clean his room.
Okay, he'll just listen then for now. Okay, so Jimmy, I got to tell you, your sound clips that we've been playing, you know, they've been going over huge.
Yeah?
You know, sound clips, you know, just a bunch of sound clips, man. You know what I'm talking about. We had you on the phone, and we cut a whole lot of sound clips out from the actual conversation.
Okay.
And it was something like this.
Buy it now, bitch.
Buy it now, bitch.
Buy it now, bitch.
That's right. It was, buy it now, bitch.
Buy it now, bitch.
And then there were some kind of, you know, weird things that, you know, taken out of context, maybe, you know, you wouldn't be able to understand it, like this.
How much shit can we throw into a salt drink beverage?
For those of you who may have missed it.
Buy it now, bitch.
And
how
that,
much shit can we throw into a salt drink beverage? How much shit can we throw into a salt drink beverage?
How much shit can we throw into a soft drink beverage?
Oh, man. Yeah, so apparently...
Kenny, little Bobby Sobers is talking in the chat room.
Oh, he is he?
Yes, he's trying to avoid you.
Hans? Yeah, he's fucking talking. He's sitting down right now. He's listening. He's like, God, I hope they don't get me on. God, I hope... Oh, jeez, gosh, I hope they don't get me on. Gee willikers. I'm gonna fucking... I'm gonna ask him. Skype it now, bitch. We have
Suck My Gordon.
What the fuck is Suck My Gordon, Jimmy? What does that mean?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Is that like, did you just say it for some reason?
Yeah, it was just, you know, Jimmy drinking.
Jimmy, you Gordon sucker.
You're the Gordon sucker.
I do not suck any Gordon.
You suck the biggest Gordon of them all.
Jimmy, you originated Suck My Gordon. I don't know what the deal is with Suck My Gordon. I don't know what the hell you're going on with this. I don't know what you're trying to pull here. If you're, you know, signaling members of your gang to strike, I don't know. But we have a lot of clips already, and I guess Suck My Gordon's going to be one pretty soon. We have a few that you don't like. We have some that you really like this one.
I like your flow.
You love that one.
I love that clip, dude.
See, that was you saying that you loved that clip. But there was one that you didn't like, and I honestly don't remember which one that was.
I like your flow.
Huh. Which one didn't you like? And why? And tell me why, Jimmy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't remember what sound clip you didn't like? You didn't like one of the sound... Well, let me see if I can find it for you. How about this one?
Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes. Maybe, but I don't see... Maybe.
Whoa, easy, Slick.
That was all you there.
I know it was. Oh, pumpkin. Little pumpkin.
Hey, Kenny, we have our first...
on my lap. Oh, yes.
What's up?
Someone would like me to advertise something they have for sale on eBay.
Whoa. Jimmy, before we get to your plug, your shameless fucking goddamn awful... Mexican plug. What are you drinking here? You got an ice cube in a glass?
Yeah, I do have an ice cube in a glass.
Do you drink every night, Jimmy?
No, I do not.
When do you drink? How often a night do you drink? Or a week? How often a week do you drink?
I don't know, two, three times.
Two, three times a week. How many of those two or three times are you alone?
Like, two.
Okay, two. So, 2/3 of the time you're drinking, you're alone.
But I'm not alone tonight because you made me drink. You said go start drinking, bitch.
I did not say go. Oh, I did, didn't I?
Wow, yes, you did.
I'm a rotten friend. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to get even more rotten and play the clip you hate.
Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes.
There you go. Now, you have expressed, you know, in a private conversation, Jimmy, that we've had on the cell phone, the old cell phone Verizon, that you want to get rid of that clip.
That I do.
Why? The world wants to know, Jimmy, why?
It was taken in the wrong contents.
In the what?
Wrong contents.
Oh, okay. In the wrong contents. So if you take it in the wrong contents, it's not as bad as it sounds. It's not as bad as this.
Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes.
Okay. So you want to get rid of this. You want to get rid of this sound clip, Jimmy.
That is correct, Kenny.
Okay. Jimmy, we're going to have to quiz you. If you want to get rid of this sound, you're going to have to get 3 of 5 questions that I'll ask you at random, Jimmy. Random questions. If you can get 3 out of 5, maybe. 3 out of 5, I'll never play that clip again.
Bring it on, bitch.
You actually want this to happen.
Bring it on, bitch.
If you lose, you have to say gay or sound.
Whatever.
That's okay. So if you lose, you'll replace
little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes.
With something gay that the audience will make you say. So
why not?
So all the listeners out there, come up with what you'd want to hear Jimmy say. So you can send it over to DJ New Style on AOL Instant Messenger, and we're going to potentially replace I don't know what sound was it? Oh, it was this one.
Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes.
We're gonna replace that one with a sound clip to be made of your choosing. So you'll tell me what you want to hear, and that's how it'll work. But we got to get some questions. So Jimmy, you have to answer 3 of 5 questions.
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah, Jimmy.
What kind of questions are you asking me?
We don't know yet, Jimmy. We do not know yet.
Well, they can't be some fucking crazy shit.
Okay. I'll give you a topic, Jimmy. How about either history or geography or potpourri? I don't know. Fuck it.
Potpourri?
Yep. That's a mix. That's a mixed bag. You go into that bag and you're getting God knows what, Jimmy.
Let me go into potpourri, just for the fucking sheer laugh factor.
Potpourri. Okay. Potpourri, you have drawn a video game question. And Jimmy, if I hear any typing of any kind, and I will, because you type like a fucking idiot, like a goddamn madman, I'm going to be very upset because you cheated, and you will have to say the gay sound clip. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy, right?
Mm-hmm.
How bad do you want to get rid of this?
Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes.
What the fuck are you doing? Are you text messaging when you're on the fucking show live?
How did you hear that? How the fuck could you possibly hear that?
I hear a little fucking boop, 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 doot, 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 doot. Yes, I want to purchase a handjob from a hairy male. Send.
Actually, I was not. I was purchasing something else.
What were you purchasing, Jimmy?
I was asking a dear friend of mine to pick me up a DVD tomorrow at a store.
A DVD?
A DVD.
A DVD?
Ken.
So your topic is... sorry. Your topic is video games, Jimmy.
Video games.
Yes. Do you know a lot about video games, Jimmy?
Not really.
You picked potpourri, and I drew a video game question.
Bring it on, bitch.
Okay. You have 5 seconds to answer this question. And God.
I don't work good under pressure. I need 10.
And God. Fine. 10 seconds. If I hear any typing, if I hear anything from you, you will be gone. Got it?
Nigga, 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 nigga.
You got it?
Yeah, nigga.
Okay. Are you familiar with the game StarCraft, Jimmy?
Kind of.
Blizzard Entertainment's StarCraft?
Yeah, a little.
Oh, God, Jimmy. Okay. Who was the lead designer on StarCraft? Employee.
Some fucking...
He's an employee of Blizzard Entertainment. And think before you answer, Jimmy. Think before you answer. Employee of Blizzard Entertainment. His name, his first name is Bob. I'll give you that. Go!
Baba Blizzard.
Your answer is what?
Baba Blizzard.
Baba Blizzard. Baba Blizzard. Is that right? Is that right? Baba Blizzard. Fuck no. No. It was Bob Fitch. Bob Fitch.
How the fuck would I know that?
Oh, Jimmy, it's just common knowledge.
See, even the chat room says they don't know that shit. They're okay. Fucking full of fucking nerds.
All right, I'll give you a pass on that one. How about that? I'll give you a pass. Okay. Jimmy, your StarCraft question is, how many secret levels are there in StarCraft Brood War?
I'll take a random guess and say 4.
No, Jimmy. No, there is one secret level, and it's the hybrid level. It's the
I'm not a fucking computer nerd, and I don't play fucking computer games.
Okay, so you got the video game question wrong. That's just part of the potpourri, Jimmy.
No, that wasn't a video game. That's a computer game. That's fucking gay.
Okay. All right, Jimmy. All right, Jimmy. You're funny. Okay, Jimmy. Can you name the orange ghost in Pac-Man?
Shady.
Jimmy. Shady.
Entertainment.
You're calling it entertainment?
Yeah.
I'll give you fucking 20 seconds, Jimmy. Okay, time's up, because you're fucking either asking Allie or Google, which are probably one and the same. Allie knows
answer,
all
the answer is neither. Ask Allie if I asked her.
You're answering neither?
Allie doesn't talk to me, and I can't type.
Okay, terrific.
I'm running out of fucking drink here.
You don't know the orange ghost's name?
It's Pokey, all right?
No, it's not, Jimmy. You Googling faggot!
I'm not Googling!
Yes, you did!
I swear to...
Oh, my God, I love it! I even typed what I thought you'd type into Google. You lose!
I swear to God, I did not Google it.
You lose, Jimmy! Yes, you did! That's not even the name! Where did you come up with Pokey?
Someone IM'd me with it, I swear.
Someone fucking... Well, that's cheating. You lose.
It's not cheating. Someone said to me, I fucking didn't do anything. I sat back and it popped on my screen.
That's wrong. No, that's the wrong answer anyway.
And you're wrong.
Wrong, sir. Wrong. So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
If whoever Googled it for you actually read a little further in that article, you would see that Pokey had after it, in parentheses, Clyde. Clyde. The name is Clyde. The orange ghost is the only one that doesn't have a name that ends in Y.
And by the way, my secret source has expressed that you never said I couldn't have help. I just couldn't look for it.
I said I don't want to hear any IMs. I don't want to hear any... So.
No, you did not say IMs.
Yes,
you said did not.
If I didn't, then I should have. So that's what I'm saying
no
now.
No clause. You did not put a clause in there.
Okay, fine. Well, that's what? How many answers have you answered wrong right now?
None.
Oh, hold on. We have word from someone who won't get on fucking Skype, Travel Punk, Lil Bobby Sobers, that... Hairless Dan is tearing fucking Rob Mason a new asshole. let's check this out.
Hey, whoa, he actually is.
Yeah. I can't wait till you're like 50 and you've got nothing left. You've got wrinkles.
Hey,
is
Kenny,
the AIDS making your hair thin?
Kenny, I'm going to go get a drink. I'll be right back.
Oh, Jimmy, thank you. It's not like it's a live interview or anything. A live spot. So you know what we do?
What?
Jimmy!
Jimmy!
What?
Turn the fucking thing on, you douchebag!
What are you talking
little
about?
Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes.
Dude, I can hear me speaking, you sick. Thank you. Oh, he stinks. Oh, I tell you what. Man, that little Jimmy Rhodes, man. If you have questions that you want to ask. Oh. Silence. Spick. Which company made Pac-Man? Very, very good. Yeah, it was very good. It's a good question. But the thing is, if I get the listeners to get questions, if I get the listeners to give questions in for Jimmy, he's going to cheat. And quite frankly, I'd rather have him cheat and get caught so that we would require him to do the new gay, the newest, gayest sound clip. So make sure, before he gets back, you send in your clip. Send in something that you want Jimmy to say, and I'll get him to say it. I promise. We will get this. We'll get it on the show. Yeah, it is Namco, obviously. Or is it? Right, we're waiting for Jimmy Rhodes. Oh, yeah. Hairless Dan flexing on some video game knowledge. If Hairless Dan wants to call in on Skype, I got to congratulate him. I'll get him in the conference right now. Oh, shit. Ring, 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 ring. Hairless Dan. I'm trying to get the fucking, the goddamn thing going. Oh, we got Mark from Dialsoft.com. Oh, shit, we got to play the Dialsoft. Or not the, I'm sorry, the vizhost.com spot. Here we go.
What can vizhost do for you?
Yep, it all started out in the crazy 80s, I tell you. Killing prostitutes, doing coke. God, I did so much coke. I was also pretty big into Rat and Whitesnake back then, too. But most of all, I was into information technology. Yep, I got my first computer, started my first business, and pretty much here I am, helping people host websites. Now, with vizhost.com, I do more for you. That's right. I make it my goal to get the most awful, cruel, and punishing pornography from Asia. Let's see your web host do that. It's Asia, motherfucker.
I'm Mark from Dialsoft, and I approve this message.
Vizhost.com.
That's right. Be sure to go to vizhost.com. That's Mark Frege. Whoa, who do we got here?
For all your homosexual needs.
Little Jimmy Rhodes, what's going on? We're going to get Hairless Dan in on the conversation here. He's got a radio show every, I don't know when, Monday night? Hairless Dan, you're on the air. Oh, my God, it crashed. Skype just fucking died on me. Okay, so we have temporary fucking problems. Hey, yo. Got temporary fucking problems. Alright, I'm calling up Lil Jimmy Rhodes, I'm calling up Lil Hairless Dan, and we're gonna get everybody in here. I think everybody just fucking died on Skype. Holy shit. Sure, I'll pick up for Jimmy Rhodes. You're on the air, who's this?
What the fuck, you kicked me off?
No, man, the fucking thing crashed.
Good job. Way to go, Slick.
I don't know what happened, Jimmy. I don't know. Maybe it just thought you were a little too hammered, but I got to introduce Hairless Dan. Hairless Dan, you're on the air. Holy shit. Hairless Dan, you are on the air.
Hey, fuck nuts. Talk.
Hairless Dan, you cannot be heard. Please try back later. The number you have dialed, D
is gay.
J-N-A. Fuck you. I was gonna say. Fucking faggot. You ruined it, Jimmy.
I've been ruined.
What can Vizhos do for you?
What can Vizhos do for you, Jimmy? Jimmy, let's say you needed a web host, and you...
I would go, excuse me.
Are you fucking kidding me? You would say, excuse me.
Vizhos.
Hello.
Hello, Vizhos. How are you doing?
Oh.
Good. I need an internet provider for my porno.
Hey.
That would be you. You just go,
hey.
Hey. That's C-Rock. CRockRadio.com.
C-Cock.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we have a very important announcement. Very, very important announcement that we're going to get to a little bit later. What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing, Jimmy?
What are you doing? I'd like to make that announcement for that auction.
Oh, yeah, now. Jimmy's got a plug. Go ahead, Jimmy.
This plug was, asked to me. There's a 2001 Ducati Superbike 748 BIPOSTO for sale on eBay.
Buy it now, bitch.
You can go to buyitnowbitch.com.
Buy it now, bitch.
Auction number 45507-05694.
Oh, yeah, be sure to write that down. I'm sure everybody's going to do that. Oh, what was it? 45614. I gotta buy this super bike. For some reason,
hey,
I'm listening to the DJ Freestyle show, and I need a motorcycle at the same time. I need a fucking Ducati, so I'm gonna go to
buyitnowbitch.com,
and I'm gonna go 14291922269er.
Hey, fuck nuts! I got asked a fucking favor. I did it. All right, you don't have to fucking throw it in my face.
Well, you can.
I'll fuck you up.
What? Yeah, did I catch a nutter? What you can do, Jimmy, is you can post the link in the chat room. That'll be, a surefire way to get it out. There you go. Go if you're not in the chat room, you need to be. Go to djnewstyle.com and hit the chat room link at the top. After you click all the fucking ads, so I can make a hefty nickel. That's right. Make sure you go to DJ New Style, visit our sponsors, and go to vizhos.com and jack off. That's right. So, Jimmy, as we were saying before, you have to get some questions right in order to get rid of the what? I don't know quite what sound clip it was.
Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes. Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes.
Sweet. So, Jimmy, if you want to get rid of that, give me a topic that you know stuff about, and I will ask you a question about that. And it better not be fucking text messages, Jimmy. Stop doing that. Jesus Christ.
I'm communicating, Ken.
Seriously, put your fucking phone down for 5 goddamn seconds. Whoever is talking to you will not be offended if you don't communicate with them for 5 fucking minutes.
Yes, she will.
Oh, she. It's a lady.
A lady.
Is this a right, is this a girl I've ever met before, Jimmy?
Yes.
Oh, is this
Kenny, how about we go to my question?
Is this someone?
Kenny, how about we go to my question?
Would you ever go up to this person and just say,
I kiss you,
Scotty?
Please, can I kiss you on the mouth?
No.
Please let me.
All right. What area of expertise? Perhaps
cell phones.
How about no? How about the female anatomy?
How about cell phones?
Cell phones. Okay.
You said anything? It's what I'm familiar with.
Okay. So you know everything about cell phones?
No, but I know a lot.
Okay. All right, Jimmy. What was the last name of the man who made the first cell phone call? And you have 10 seconds.
It wasn't a man. It was the army, you fuck. It was the army.
The entire army made a cell phone call, Jimmy? Or did one guy do it? Thank you.
I would say a group of gentlemen.
How many people did it, Jimmy? How many?
A group of gentlemen.
A group of gentlemen. Jimmy, I want to give you a little hint. This guy was on my website. By the way, yeah, that was wrong. You got the cell phone question wrong. It was Martin Cooper.
Yeah, you're gay.
What the fuck is that little goddamn rattlesnake noise, Jimmy? Are you growing a rainforest in there? What's the story?
That would be a text message.
I love it when Hairless Dan gets on people about being too fucking short. He's 13 and he's 5'8", and so like anybody that's shorter than him, wow, you're real short. He's getting on Rob now about how his hair's thin, AIDS is making his hair thin, and you're typing a fucking text message to God knows who, because you can't just say, hey, I'm going to fucking bed, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Because you're not a man, Jimmy.
Because I'm trying to get something done, you fuckface bitch whore.
Jimmy, it's not going to happen tonight, so why don't you put the next step into effect and say, hey, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Why don't you just go up to her, and the opener should be this.
Hey.
That's the opener.
What?
Okay, Jimmy, which company has free time starting at 7 p.m.?
That would be T-Mobile.
How many of the companies? You got to name more than one, dude.
It's... Fuck. T-Mobile, maybe Nextel?
Oh, yeah, I have a sound clip now.
Is it T-Mobile or Sprint? Because I know it's not...
Oh, Sprint, son! It's Sprint, right. Son!
I knew it was one of those two.
Get your shit, nigga! What? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. We have the chat room update from Hairless Dan. Seriously, Jimmy, what the fuck is going on in your place?
I'm getting fucking blown up here.
You're getting fucking blown up? Your phone rings like a fucking a snake? What's your...
That would be a special ringer. My normal text message, if someone would just text message you back like they said they were going to, you would hear it.
Oh, Jimmy, I tell you. Look, we're
not... I'm with the show. Fuck the Falcon cell phone. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Give me another topic.
Don't worry about it.
Jimmy, what would you like to have a question about? How about basic American history? Basic American history. Jimmy?
Bring it on, bitch.
Who was the second president of the United States? Go.
I got to think. Hold on.
Ah! Ah! See, I heard text messaging, I heard fucking typing, I heard... Dude, seriously. No. God damn it.
Albert Einstein.
Oh.
The answer's no, that was a joke.
You're correct. He was actually...
No, it was.
He was the second president of the United States, Albert Einstein.
It was Adams. Kenny,
Jimmy,
it was Adams.
After I had buzzed you, you're checking in with Adams. And by the way,
John Adams.
How many presidents had the last name Adams, Jimmy?
Three.
So you got that two-parter wrong. That's how it works. Oh my god, dude, seriously, you're making me want to just fucking get a cell phone and rip it out of your fucking hand and shove it up a 13-year-old boy's ass. What?
Someone's talking about you on my cell phone, and it's pretty funny.
Who gives a shit?
I consider it to be
okay,
very funny.
I'm breaking in to introduce Hairless Dan to the show. Hairless Dan, you're on the air, and I hope you're actually on the air.
Are you gonna hug this time, you fuck?
Oh, shit. Can you hear me?
Jesus Christ, yes. Hey, what's going on, man? This is Hairless Dan from the Dan Show. I don't know when it airs. Monday, is it?
Yeah, I hope... Yeah, Monday in the summer, and now it's going to be the summer stuff.
Jimmy, shut the fuck up. He's talking, man. Give him some fucking...
Sounds like a robot.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like a robot.
Yeah, I know. It's my crappy-ass mic.
Holy Jesus.
So, yeah, my show will be on Saturday.
On Saturday, you're going to be on. So you'll be on Saturday. What kind of...
Yes.
What are you talking about? What subject matter are you covering?
I'll talk about anything. I'll talk about probably what happened this week with me, because usually some funny stories happen to me.
Oh, so it's kind of like a life experience. It's a life experience.
Not much sports,
thing.
Depending who's listening, if I could get into that.
Are you getting a delay from me talking on Skype?
I could kind of hear you.
Oh, okay. Well,
I guess so. My cable's been acting up tonight, so.
Well, what I wanted to say is I wanted to congratulate you.
So,
holy shit, this is fucking... I gotta tell you, you're getting a delay from me for some reason. But you're really ripping up Rob Mason pretty good, and I wanted to congratulate you on that, get you on the air.
I think there's too many callers.
Okay, I'll check with you later then. See ya! Okay, Jimmy Rhodes, what are you doing?
I'm listening to the chat room. Mark Frege thinks that little Danny boy is me.
That is Jimmy.
Mark Frege, I am currently talking.
I just hung up with Jimmy, and I'm talking to Tyrone. He's a 6'3" black man who just got out of prison, and he actually wants to meet you. His name is...
What's up, Mark?
His name is... He's nicknamed Tyrone, but his name is Jerry. And Jimmy, I'm going to send you a... I mean, Jerry, I'm going to send you a link. I just spoke with Jimmy. Now I'm off the phone.
Good job, jackass.
No, I'm going to send you a link.
I give you some of my fried chicken. Don't fuck with my fried chicken.
Okay, terrific. I'm going to send you a link, Jerry. And I want you to, you know, tell me what you think. This is, apparently prisoners... Prisoners are having, they're getting into dating, online dating. It's moving into the jails, and we have an inmate named Jerry who's on the phone now, and he's an easygoing, straightforward enjoyer of life. And apparently, you can be a straightforward enjoyer of life behind fucking bars.
His cell block 85, baby, 85, baby.
Yeah, that's right. His race, black. Ooh. Oh, there's a surprise. Whoa, what was that? Surprise? There's a surprise? Okay, I'll ring that. I don't have that bell, exactly. Anyway, he's black. He was born in 1967. His release date, currently unknown. So, he's in there for the haul. He's 6 foot. He's a Christian. He doesn't smoke. He prefers to fuck females and probably rape them. His education, high school graduate, and continues in collegiate and higher forms of education presently. He continues in collegiate. That is what he wrote. I continue in collegiate. I'm continuing in collegiate. His occupation before prison, a student builder. Jimmy, I'm going to fucking hang up on you right now. Put the fucking phone down.
All right, down.
Dude, put it on the fucking bed. Throw it away.
Bed's in the other room.
Throw it on the fucking floor.
It's on the floor.
I think Silent Spick's getting rared up. He's checking in on the chat room with Race, nigga. Anyway, we got a lot to get to here, but we're talking about Jerry, who's he's in the Meet an Inmate program, Jimmy. He's loyal. When I obligate myself, thoughtful and understanding, open-minded, but strong-minded also. I'm passionate on several levels. I respect solid foundations like the one my prison is built on. And I have designs for a successful, well-balanced life in the future. But not now, because I'm in the fucking prison, okay? He's a fucking prisoner. Who wants to meet these fucking inmates? Every now and then you see these dumb, fucking, frantic white housewives that go fucking shit nuts for serial killers. They go out there, they get married by a justice of the fucking peace at a fucking prison, and then they put on a shitty, dumb white dress that does a half-assed attempt at fucking making them look somewhat thin.
Kenny, he gets a nice... Kenny, did you do a search for 18 to 20-year-olds?
Oh, no.
Look at all the fucking nigger and wannabe niggers on it. Yeah. Cell block 1622 Fernando, open this shit.
Dude, this one looks like you when you were fucking 10. This one looks exactly like Jimmy Rhodes.
Which one?
Oh, my God, and his name is James...
That does not look like me. That does not look like me.
It does. His name is James, too, and it looks like you when you were fucking, like, 12. Oh, my God. Let's check this one out. I'm 6'1", 165 pounds, with a slight muscular tone. I have brown hairs, blue eyes, and 8 tattoos. I enjoy meeting new people, trying new things, drinking alone while talking on the DJ News Style show. oh, man, Jimmy, that looks...
Sexual preference, female.
That looks exactly like fucking Lil Jimmy Rhodes when he was 12.
Kenny, did you read this? Activities in prison. Lifting weights, volleyball, reading, and church.
Why?
Church. Why does every motherfucker get thrown their ass in jail, also believe in God? You know, did they read, you know, thou shalt not steal, motherfucker?
How about, thou shalt not fucking stuff your cock where it does not want to be and tear a vagina. Thou shalt not fuck a baby Jimmy, put the fucking phone down! Stop giggling like Mike Caballa and put the fucking phone down. Thinker,
someone
fucking eating steak, fucking getting his church broken into.
I am going to fucking haunt you in hell. Who the hell are all these people IMing me?
Yeah, so we're checking out the Meet an Inmate program. That's meet-an-inmate.com, and Jimmy instructed us to click on 18 to 20 for some reason, and we happened to find a guy that looks exactly like him when he was 12. Oh, man, oh, man. Oh,
hold on, Kenny,
oh, we got
Kenny, who is...
That's Doug.
Kenny.
Stop it, I'm answering you. Jesus Christ, that's Debug Doug. Doug Debug. He's from RadioBBQ.net. It's an internet radio station where he does a great show. Some blues and all that. He plays music, he talks, whatever. He does a great show. He's checking in with... I think he has a question for you, Jimmy, right?
Yeah, I was just wondering. He said I'm from Wisconsin, and I am not from Wisconsin.
Oh, where are you from, Jimmy? Because according to your jail profile, it says you're from Texas.
I'm from Illinois.
Where in Illinois, Jimmy?
Illinois. By Chicago.
Yeah, right. Fag, you're from Illinois. Oh, Jimmy, you are fucking hopeless. Seriously?
Why am I hopeless?
Because you cannot...
Hey!
You cannot stop fucking text messaging.
I'm not text messaging.
Dude, we need to have an intervention here, Jimmy. We really need to have a fucking intervention. Are you hearing what I'm saying, Jimmy?
No.
We need an intervention. We got to get you off the fucking text messages, Jimmy, because you are just way too hooked on these fucking text messages.
You want to see what let me see what my balance is for text messaging so far this month.
I guarantee you you've done at least 300.
300? I do 300 a day.
No shit. You've done 300 on this fucking show in the 10 minutes you've been on. What the fuck are you doing, dude?
I'm checking my balance.
My balance.
Okay,
Jimmy, we're gonna have an intervention here.
What's that, Kenny?
Jimmy, we all like you. We all think you're a good friend. We just want you to find your way home, Jimmy. Find your way home. Put the cell phone down. You do not need to be in constant communication, Jimmy.
Am I a good egg?
You are a good egg, Jimmy.
I'm a good egg.
What was that? Say that again.
I'm a good egg.
Oh, that's the Avril background for my intervention to get you off the goddamn cell phone. But you're not going to do it, Jimmy. You're way too addicted. You are way too fucking addicted.
Dude, I am. It's a fucking... Oh, look, my balance is only $1,495.
Dude, that is fucking sick. How many days... Like, when's your month start?
Oh, that's my last month's bill was $1,495.
$1,000?
$1,495.09.
You spent that a month on a fucking cell phone?
That was my last month's cell phone bill.
Dude, what the fuck? Can't you get like an unlimited plan for like $200 a month?
I don't pay for it. What the fuck do I care?
Ugh. Jesus Christ. $1,400 cell phone bill.
Yeah.
That's fucking awful.
Why is it awful?
That is awful, dude. You're spending way too much on fucking cell phones.
Do you forget that I don't fucking pay a penny?
Would you use the same? Would you change your use habits if you lost your job?
I wouldn't use this phone. My phone is my job, you dumb fuck.
Don't call me a dumb fuck. I'm telling you.
No, listen to me, you little fucking shit.
Okay, Jimmy, you asked for it. You asked for it, Jimmy.
What am I going to get?
You're going to get...
Oh, look, Kenny, I've only used 1,895 minutes so far this month.
Only. Dude, I have a 400-minute plan.
And that was only for... That's only... Guess how many days it's been.
How many days, Jimmy?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't fucking know, do you?
It says... Well, no, I'm sorry. Here, let me do the math for you. Peak time, 805 minutes. Off-peak, 56. And Verizon-to-Verizon calling, 1,895 minutes.
Yeah.
Off-peak calling, 354 minutes.
Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes. Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes. Little pumpkins on my lap.
Oh, Ken.
Oh, yes.
Kenny.
Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes. Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes.
You motherfucker, shut up. I got my balance for the last 17 days. 1,630 text messages sent. 1,680 received.
All right, Jimmy. You know what? You got to really sort things out with this fucking cell phone. You really got to get it set, man. Get it right in your head. Fucking put it down. You don't need to be online talking. You don't need to be fucking in touch with everybody at all times. Dude, how wide...
Ken.
What?
There's a section on here, gay all ages.
Ugh, of course you'd look at that.
Something that fucking pops up in a jail cell.
No, dude, why did you click on gay?
Because it fucking said gay all ages, and I want to see what the fuck gay all ages meant.
No.
Well, that and the fact that Rob Mason decided to send a picture out saying that it was me, and it was in the gay all ages section, which means Rob Mason was actually looking in the gay all section.
No, that was Silent Spick.
He said he saw you in there. You fucking fag.
We got to check in on Silent Spick, dude. I'll give you a call back in a little bit. We're going to check in on Silent Spick. Then we're going to go to Steve, and he's going to tell us about wacky theories.
Don't hang up on me.
You going to stay on, motherfucker? What's the story?
Are you going to fucking...
If I hear one more text message, Jimmy, you're off for a night.
For the night?
For a while. If I hear one more, you're off, and then we're going to Silent Spick.
I put on vibrate.
I'll hear you typing.
Bring it on, bitch.
All right, you're off.
I didn't fucking do anything.
All right. We got people are... The fucking chat room has exploded. We've got tons of links coming in here. We've got retarded... What are you doing, Jimmy?
I'm actually picking an eyelash out of my eye.
I'm sure you are. I thought I heard that, motherfucker. Yeah, Silent Spit guy, he thinks you're gay, dude. Silent Spit, he thinks you're gay.
Yeah, bring this fucking Chinese motherfucker on this call.
I'll get him on here and see how Chinese he is. We're gonna get Silent Spit on the line and see if it doesn't fucking just bomb. This whole fucking three-way thing is not working. All right, we're getting him on the line. Well, let's see if he can actually. Pick up. It's ringing, motherfucker. Yeah. Silent Spick, you're on the air. How you doing, buddy?
I'm feeling pretty good now.
What? How much? How many shots are you on now?
I have no fucking idea, dude.
Are you drunk right now?
I think so.
Dude, say hello to C-Rock.
Hey,
what do you have to say to C-Rock?
Hey,
I can't fucking do it.
Oh, wait, yo, Silent Spick, who's that black guy in the Yankees?
A nigga? I have no fucking idea. I don't give a fuck.
Why don't you give a fuck, Silent Spick? Is it because you're a Chinese man?
Yeah, I'm a chink. And I hate niggas.
I have to confess here. Lil Jimmy Rhodes here, he's on the line with you. He thinks that you're a Chinese man.
He's right.
I've heard this numerous times. See?
Why?
Yep.
Why
he wins.
You're Chinese.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm Chinese if I was a retard, I guess.
If you're retarded, then you're Chinese. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Can you freestyle, Silent Spick? Would you freestyle for us? Just a little bit?
Dude, no.
If I give you a beat, I'm going to give you a fucking hot beat, and you're going to fucking go nuts, man. I'm telling you.
I can't feel it.
Do it, man. Do it. Freestyle that shit.
I can't do it, dude.
Do it. Just do it.
I can't fucking.
You're on.
Jimmy is a fag. He's no Mexican. He thinks I'm a chink. I don't know, dude. Come, you all. What did you say is Jimmy's a fag? Jimmy's a fag. Yeah. Jimmy's a fag. Jimmy's a fag.
Did you do that? He's saying Jim's a good egg.
Alright, anyway.
No,
I
say Jimmy's a fag.
Just wanted to check in on Silence Big, see how he's been. We're going to keep him coming in throughout the show. Little Jimmy Rhodes, he's been sending text messages all night. He just sent one, and I got to hang up on him.
I did not send one, you fuck. I haven't touched my phone in a while.
I'm just getting
the
you
person
angry.
The person that was annoying you has stopped text messaging me so you don't get annoyed anymore.
Oh, who is that? Is it
somebody.
An, I know this person, Jim?
Well, yeah, they're in the chat room.
Oh. Let me see. It is your sister. Correct?
He has a sister? Wait, yeah. Did I hear you right?
The answer is no, and I'm not going to keep going.
Oh, sounds like he does have a sister, and she's in the room.
Wait.
His sister is Yankees chick. Sounds Mickey there.
Yeah.
What?
Dude, nothing.
You just were like really quiet. I just told you who his sister was.
Wait, you said Yankees chick?
Yankees chick.
That's my sister right there. Did you see that picture?
Old
that picture in the chat room
on?
By Led Zeppelin? Yeah, that's my sister.
Okay.
No. His sister is actually in the chat room, and her name is Yankees chick. 111 whatever.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's legit.
Why are you putting my shit on the...
I may have to keep a holla, make a... How old is
make
she?
A holla, yo. Yo, make a holla, yo. Because yo. Come on.
How old is
make
she?
Make a holla, yo.
I don't know. Why don't you... I'm
a look? Real woman.
Ask Jimmy.
I'll make a real woman then. She'll be 18 when she meets me.
Yeah? That's fucking awesome. Wait till I meet you, little fuck.
Bring it on, you little bitch.
You two gonna fight? What's the story?
I don't know why someone's gotta fuck.
Now who's silent?
Oh, okay. He goes, now who's silent?
What'd you say? Now who's silent?
That's
who's
right.
Silent?
That's right. That's right. Don't say shit.
I am saying shit, you little fuck. You Chinese fucking cheeky-eyed motherfucker. Fucking. Yo, me, book fight rice. Oh, yo.
Okay, alright.
Motherfucker.
Alright, sound speaker. We're gonna get back here.
Why don't you go walk yourself, alright, motherfucker? Go play with your walk.
Sound speak from soundspeak.com. We'll be right back with you. I'm gonna get you one later when you're more drunk. Drink. Alright.
Come on, sound speak, drink up, you fuck. Nah, that's my boy, man. He's my nigga.
He's your nigga, son. Yeah.
As long as it's not Shanto, I don't care what the fuck happens.
All right, Jimmy, let's just say this. Let's say your sister introduces you to her new boyfriend, and her new boyfriend has a gigantic needle through his nose, and he's got a plate in his lip, and he speaks with clicks.
He would get a punch right in the fucking face.
Why?
Why? Because, well, one, I know my sister would never do that.
Well, maybe
but
she
two,
would. What if she was turned on by the African culture?
Yeah. Why don't you ask her?
Anne, are you turned on by the African culture? Would you ever bang a click speaker?
Up, suck your dick.
You just said suck your dick to your sister.
No, I said suck your...
What's that mean? Dude, that's click language for dick.
No, it's not. That would be clit. You're getting your freaking shit mixed up there.
Jimmy, I'm gonna get Steve on, because, oh my god.
Oh, Mr. Buck!
Dude, click on that fucking goth one. Dude, we can't have three people on. After he's done, I'm gonna get you back on. He'll only be on for a little while, okay?
Well, hold on, give me the link again so I can listen to this shit again.
Oh, Jimmy, hold on a second. Let me get you all set up, Jim. Little Jimmy Rhodes. Oh, sorry.
You're an asshole.
I already did that, man, you know.
You're an asshole.
What? Your name is fucking right on there, you dick. Little Jimmy.
All right, peace out.
All right, Little Jimmy Rhodes. Wait, what do you have to plug, Jimmy? Do you have anything to plug? Oh, he hung up, you cock. All right, we're going to get Steven on the fucking phone. Crazy Steve. We got to get him on there. Is he even around? Let's get him on here on Skype. If he doesn't pick up, I'm going to do a spot and take a piss. Cause I've got to, son. Phone is ringing. Swinging my thing all around as I got some rhymes that I bring. I get runk, I get crunk, and I just get drunk like my name is Silent Spick, and I stink like a skunk. Waking up, I'm sleeping on the street. I wake up naked, hard, and I'm beating my meat. I don't even give a shit if I work at Walmart or as a greeter. Bitch, please. Walmarter, I suck. Ugh. Okay, he's not answering right now. He's probably... this might be, might be fucking Steve right now.
We're so high right now.
That might be him at this point. At this stage in the game, I have to tell you, it might be him. So until he gives me the go-ahead, we're going to get Little Jimmy Rhodes back on the line. See if he's back here.
Okay, that was a fast.
Let me make this perfectly clear.
You're fired!
Okay, terrific.
Jeez. What was up with that, Kenny?
Steve apparently told me 10 o'clock he'd be ready to be on the air, but I guess he's too fucking high right now.
Whoa. I'm getting yelled at by my fucking little baby sister.
Why?
Fuck you, asshole, that's not me.
That is not Anne. Anne does not look like that. I don't even know what that was. I didn't even let it load. That's William Hung. People are just putting random
Alice,
pictures
did you, Alice making my sister look out like a guy. What the fuck, Alice?
Clifford. Dude, if that's true, then if that's true, Allie, then Jim's sister looks like Andrew W.K. Ugh, what a dead reference that is. Jesus Christ. Anybody?
Yeah, see, you know how many people are on delay right now?
It's so funny.
Silence Pick's talking shit.
Silence Pick, you know. Checking in with, thank God he's gone, let's have a funny show.
Yeah, fucking man. Yeah, play with my walk, yeah.
Dude, he's not Chinese. He's fucking, I think he's Colombian or something like that. I don't know. But he's not Chinese.
Yeah,
absolutely
who's this Ankh Forcer?
She's a bisexual.
Oh, she?
She's a bisexual, Jimmy. She's from silentpicks.com, silentspick.com. She's one of the admins over there. Good friend of Silent Spick, but I think, you know, she might be...
Is she white?
She's white.
Does she got a picture?
You ask her. She may be able to, you know, send one on over, Jimmy.
Yeah, why don't you throw one in the chat room, young lady? Well, give me a little bit of that sexiness. Yeah.
Well, anyway, if you want to send your photo out to Little Jimmy Rhodes, go ahead and send it to Rhodes2424 on AOL Instant Messenger. Send
that'd
it all on out. That's right. And as always, the show is an interactive thing of beauty. It's interactive and it's a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah, here we go. We got to play the spot here.
The DJ New Style Show is now more interactive.
Yeah.
That's right. You can call the show. Get Skype. Go to Skype.com.
Skype.
www.skype.com. Skype.com. Skype. All you need is a microphone, and you can call on in. Just make sure your mic isn't 50 years old. If your mic played a key role in the transmission of the first phone call, get a new one. We need people with mics that don't sound like a man with vocal cord nodules and a 40-year smoking habit. Got it? Good. Skype.com.
Skype.com, yeah! Oh, shit, oh, shit.
Dude, Kenny, this lag is just fucking hilarious, because 10 minutes later I'm getting fucking texts or IMs.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's nice. It is the good. Yes. Yes, it is good. I have to close a couple windows, I guess, you know. You know, Jimmy? Are you excited about Star Wars, Jimmy?
I don't give a rat's ass.
What's your favorite movie, Jimmy?
My favorite? I couldn't even tell you, man.
When you get to heaven, what do you want to hear God say to you?
Here's this fucking hot-ass fucking blonde. Fuck the shit out of her for the rest of your holy days up here.
If you went to hell, what would you like to hear the devil say to you?
Here's this hot-ass redhead. Fuck the living shit out of her for the rest of your days down here.
Why are redhead in hell?
Why not?
That's a good point. All right, Jimmy, redhead or blonde?
Blonde. Well, it depends.
Redhead or brunette?
I like the brunette.
Okay, brunette or blonde?
Oh, God! I'd take anyone possible.
No. Silence like checking in with, I want to have sex with Jimmy's sister. That's what he said.
Kenny, go ahead.
What?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
I'd like to make a clear statement to my sister that I did not say the goth chick looked like her, and she said that next time I see you, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. I said the old lady giving the devil sign was you, Ann, so I did not say that.
Okay, terrific. Yeah, you know what?
I said redheads are good in hell. I didn't say anything about not being good. I said they're good in hell.
Redheads are good, I gotta say, but it's gotta be the right kind of redhead. It can't be a brunette girl trying to push herself off as a redhead. And it's not like the fucking carrot orange redhead. No, I'm sorry. I'm more into like a fake redhead. You know what I'm saying?
A fake redhead? Like a blonde, like a dyer?
Yeah, but not like the, not like red like fucking cherry red or anything like that.
No. The hot red, like they dye it, like they were...
Like, maybe like Nicole Kidman red.
Oh, that's hot.
That's kind of hot, right?
Yeah, that's hot. Yeah, I still like the blonde, though. Nothing beats a blonde.
And Jimmy, you know, an inside note? Yes. Yes, that is.
That is? All right.
Yes, it is. See, we do the inside references on the DJ New Style show, and we like to have Jimmy on every now and then, and he has to ask a question sometimes. And that's all right. We encourage all kinds of questions, all kinds of everything. It's very nice. Yeah. Jimmy, if you're... Yeah.
Sh-ta-ta-ta. Couldn't warn me about that one, could you?
What are you talking about, Jimmy?
Yeah, blondes have more fun. I would like to say that brunettes, they're probably a little bit more fun than blondes. Blondes are just stupid. Okay. But I shouldn't say that either. Blondes are hot, too. I don't fucking care. As long as you got a hole, I'll fucking care.
How fucking nice of you. That's very way to do him a favor.
That's a fair thing, right?
That's a favor, you know?
Yeah, it's fair of me.
Fair of you? Dude, I'll take a bet just to breathe you. I could. Oh, man. Silence Pick wants to fuck Ank and Allie.
Silence Pick wants to fuck anything possible, too.
Silence Pick wants to fuck Allie in the worst way. See, Allie gets on the C-Rock show, crockradio.com, and she moans and does all this fucking
shit. Well, that's because, yeah, Allie's a fucking great person to, like, you know, she's an instant turn-on with that shit.
Yeah, and then C-Rock starts getting her to fucking put like, spatulas
I'll put
in
my
her
taco
her.
In you.
No, C-Rock had a spatula in her show.
What?
C-Rock was playing Guess What's In My Box on his show last time.
Allie put a spatula in her?
And she put a spatula in her hoo-hoo, in her whisker biscuit, in her fleshy cave.
A spatula?
She put a spatula in her vagina.
That fucked up.
Silent Spig wants to give Jimmy's sister a chink baby.
What kind of spatula?
I'm assuming one that you would flip stuff with. I don't know, dude. What kind of spatula is there?
Well, the only spatula I can think of is the one that you used to grill with, and those motherfuckers are huge.
Jimmy, I don't expect that she put the fucking hard metal fucking plate and the spatula in. She probably put the fucking handle in, but still, it's a goddamn cooking implement. They don't
hold
belong.
On, I'm getting
in there.
I'm getting the dirt here.
Maybe we can get her on. I'll see if I can get her on the air. I'm going to get her on the air, Jimmy, not you. I'm going to try and get her on if she would...
I won't. You got a better chance than me, but that's all right.
I
thought so.
Tell the spatula story. I'm talking as I type because I'm retarded. Then
I'm a fucking moron.
Skype me. Okay. See, we had a kind of a misunderstanding last time. If not, then that's fine, too. But you know what? I tell you what. Jimmy? Yeah, I understand it was a bit on the C-Rock show.
Yes.
I'm explaining it to Jimmy. Anyway, I'm not going to type it in private. I'm explaining it to Jimmy, and if you wanted to call in and,
she got off Skype.
I know, Jimmy. But she's still on here in the chat room. That's where we're going with this. So if she, if you want to come in and explain to Jimmy what it is that you've done, then feel free.
I would like to know.
If you want to feel funky, feel free. Please don't spread your funk on me. Yeah, this big idiot, nigga, what y'all want to do? So, Jimmy, what do you got planned tomorrow? What's going on?
Well, tomorrow's actually going to be a fun, interactive day. I go to the doctor's to get my x-rays checked on.
Oh, whoa, what happened?
My back, Kenny, my back.
What happened to your back, Jimmy?
Well, I've had this chronic back problem for a good while bit now, and the drugs were not doing it, so...
Okay.
Allie just like to say that she's not 300 pounds, but the drugs, they just weren't doing it, Kenny, so... Jimmy said, let me talk to some people that are out there. And I got referred to a chiropractor, Kenny. And this chiropractor was a good little egg today. He aligned my back and took me some x-rays. I need to go back tomorrow and get my x-rays checked on. And he did say that I had a fucked up back for being so young. And I can't really fucking stand you playing the guitar. So if you don't stop it, I'm going to hang up on your ass, motherfucker.
Jimmy's back had to get cracked, so he went down to the chiropractor. He spun him around, he popped his spine. He looked into his eyes and said that you'll be mine. Knew that he would need him, he knew he wanted him, so he put him under the influence of drugs. He took down his pants, he took his shirt off, and he gave his cock just a little tug. A half tug, a half tug, that's the only prescribed drug that Jimmy got, as Jimmy slowly shot a load on the chiropractor, yeah. Yeah, Jimmy, I got something for you here. Are you there, motherfucker?
I don't appreciate you making fun of my back problems.
Okay, anyway.
I have more to my day, by the way.
Every now... Yeah, it's good. Okay, yeah, you're going to be fine. Whatever.
No, I have more to my day tomorrow.
I don't care. What's going on in your day, Jimmy?
I'm also going to the Phillies game where I'll be front row for seats for tomorrow's Phillies game that I...
Phillies Mets?
No, it would be Phillies Cardinals.
Phillies Red Sox?
Phillies Cardinals.
Phillies Reds.
Cardinals.
Cardinals and Reds.
Cardinals.
Cardinals, Reds, okay.
You fucking Cardinal.
Dude, I was at Philly. I was at the Phillies game on Sunday.
Yeah, Kenny, the lag must be really crazy because Allie's just talking about her spatula now.
Who cares? Dude, it doesn't matter. I mean, she's
you're
got
at the Phillies games.
You know what? The fucking the server's loud, really, really lagged. And you know what? I'm surprised that we got this many people.
So wait, you were at the Phillies game on Sunday?
Yeah. I don't mean any you know disrespect to Allie. I just want to let that be known. But, yeah, I was at the Phillies game Sunday. It was pretty nice. Dude, I started, like, zonking out. I was really fucking tired. I started nodding, like, you know, my eyes were... Oh, I better wake up. There's a game going on. What? Huh? Whoa.
Yeah, see, we're going all high-tech tomorrow. We got limo going there. Fucking some beers in the limo. It's a nice little company function.
Yeah. Well, that's
front
good.
Front row seats down the third baseline.
Very good.
So, I'll be nice and toasted tomorrow night.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to get Steve on the line, and I will give you a call back once he's done, Jimmy, all
right? Motherfucker. No, I'm going to bed. Peace.
Wait, Jimmy. Jimmy.
Just get back on the phone with me, because I don't have to fucking listen to, the, like, 4 minutes of show again. That
Jimmy.
I've already heard.
Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy.
Yes, Kenny.
I'm going to hang up with you. You have anything you want to plug, Jimmy?
I'd like to plug...
nice. Okay, I'm assuming you wanted to plug SilentSpec.com. I'm assuming you wanted to plug SilentSpec.com. Yeah. Oh. See, now we're getting info in from Chelsea. She's saying that she stuck the huge metal end in and she thought she needed stitches. That's pretty hot. She pretty much gave herself, what was it, an episiotomy? Is that what it is? Anyway, let's get Steve on the line. Steve's got a lot of shit he looks up. Just before the show, he was talking about, like, the Mayan calendar and how he's going to convert to it. And he's talking about the Pope and how certain dates are erased and all that. He's pretty much a wacko, and we like him. So we're going to get him on the line right now. We're going to do everything we can. Yeah. Steve-O, you're on the air with the DJ New Style Show. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. What's going on?
Mr. Tambourine Man.
Yo, man, what's going on?
Are you high?
I just got this awesome cappuccino.
We're so high right now.
Who is that guy?
Where's that clip from? I don't know. That's Jim Brewer, my friend.
Oh, little Jimmy Brewer.
Little Jimmy Brewer. Oh, wait. Before we continue, Allie wants to resolve some false information, so I know you're going to be so excited here. Let's get her in. We're going to get her in the conference, you know. Skype takes too long. It takes too long, Steven.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you...
I'm procuring some links.
Allie, you're on the air with the DJ New Style Show. What's going on? Holy shit. Skype sucks. Go download Skype. Skype blows. Allie, I'm sorry, darling, but we just can't hear you. Sorry.
Your conferencing is boo.
Yeah. All right, so Steve, what's going on? Before the show, you were talking about all kinds of crazy stuff. Kinds of crazy information. You're saying, like...
I don't know about anything. Well, no, I was actually reading earlier about the Aztec and Mayan calendars. I don't know. You ever hear about those? They always say they're like, oh, they're better than our calendars. And
Yeah.
I never really understood why. Mm-hmm. And now I do, and now I'm, like, kind of worried.
You're worried.
Yeah, well, the way the like our calendars work, they're like, oh look, there's like four seasons, and then it kind of like broke it down, and then apparently I just learned this about the Pope. Apparently, DJ New Style is a man of the world and knew that the Pope actually took out 9 days from our calendar back in the 1500s.
I don't know anything.
Yeah. I think someone from the Vatican is at my door. One second. No, but. Yeah. I hope they got past the dog. Pumpkin, go kill. No, but they figured out, they figured out that the calendar was all screwed up, so they took out 14 days or some crap.
The calendar, as I think as it is constantly losing time, or it's just getting more and more incorrect, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was all screwed up. Like, but the Aztecs and the Mayans had, like, 360-day calendars, and, well, 5 days were missing.
All right.
And basically, those days didn't count, and they just had, like, you know, human sacrifices, and, like, would drink, and, you know, kill animals, and eat fruit.
How awesome would it be if right now, like, you know, George W. Bush is like, I tell you, today and the next 4 days are not going to count, so do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, it's
that would be awesome.
That would be fun.
I would. I don't smoke drugs, but this would be me.
You're so high right now.
That would be me. And you'd be saying, yeah. Who's that sound clip? And I'd be like, that's me, motherfucker.
Yeah. No. But the thing is, so I'm like, okay, what's the deal with these things? And I'm like, oh, well, they're accurate up to, what was it? The Mayan one is crazy. It's like accurate up to like, and it has dates back to like 10 million years ago, and it's totally accurate. It revolves off of like 18 different like calendars based on Venus and all different planets. Like they figured out the planets' calendars as well as ours.
Wow.
But the thing is,
well, you know what the funny thing is about all that? They're all dead.
They're all dead, but the calendar, like, the calendar ends. It's got an end to it.
Oh, yeah? When?
Yeah, 2012 AD.
Nice.
And it's like, it's all over the place. It's like, yeah, just, you know, that's the end of the calendar. That's it.
And why wouldn't they just continue it? Is there no pattern?
See, no, I got, there is.
What I'm worried about now is
the pattern.
The Mayan
pattern is like a fractal that ends in 2012. It's dude, like crazy.
That's
it's
awesome.
Totally nuts.
That's awesome. They predicted the whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I have a calendar, and you know, I have a life, right? So the Mayans, they got killed, but their calendar lived on. Is someone gonna kill me for my FHM calendar that hasn't been changed from fucking February?
No, because
or perhaps my day by day George Carlin quota day calendar, which is set to March 26th.
No, but that doesn't really matter. I mean, that's just humans being stupid. But I did figure out like the whole meaning of life and everything. But that's just like it's a waste to even go into it.
Why? No. What's the over? Sum it up and don't say 42 because then you'd be a geeky cocksucker.
42.
The meaning of life is 42. I read books and sing movies. All right. So what's the overall summarizing meaning of life, Steve? Wait. Hold on. We need some kind of music that's going to make this very important. And here we go. They're really rocking and rolling. Go ahead.
Meaning of life is to continue the pattern. And that's about it.
All right, you
basically,
heard.
Once there is a pattern in the universe.
Go ahead.
Once there is a pattern in the universe, there's a pattern. It just bounced off of everything and fucked everything up, and there had to be patterns everywhere.
Okay.
But I think that's string theory, but I never read about it.
That's good. Thank you for delivering the meaning of life and not reading your basis for coming up with the meaning of life.
Well, it's better than, like, some dude making some chick pregnant.
Nah, dude. The meaning of life is to die. That's all it is.
There's some good light reading out there. It's called the Omega Point Theory.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's basically that all the life in the universe is going to... Life basically takes over the universe and then crunches it back down and then it expands it again.
Dude, that is a fucking acid trip in someone's parents' basement. After they had
Plus
a whole
has,
tray
has,
of fucking brownies. Come on.
It has to copy all the data in the universe over one time, and then basically it just makes a new one.
And we know that's going to fail, because any data backup always has some kind of problems. Ugh. That sucked. That was fucking gay.
Is that DJ Newstyle, your company's IT guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, the nigga point theory. The nigga point theory is that we don't die, we multiply. And we're going to multiply until we take over the universe. So if we just keep multiplying, then we're going to be everywhere.
Oh, I think I saw this movie on HBO, The Omega Point Theory. It featured a dead black comedian and several animated characters. And they were black children. And they were, I think, the children of an African-American woman named Bebe. I think it was Bebe's Kids was the subtitle of the documentary. It was actually very informative, yeah. And now I do remember the meaning of life.
I do believe Bebe was one of the prophets.
Bebe no, was.
But you want to see something crazy?
Okay.
I'm gonna link something. This is actually this past Friday the 13th. Our associates over at Cornell developed self-replicating robots.
Whoa. You can't give them video feeds. It's going to drop everybody.
Oh, yeah, well, I got something better. All right, well, you can drop out and
well,
then
explain
drop
that.
Out. There you go.
Explain. How about you listen to it tomorrow, Dick?
Yeah, you can save that for after the show. And, well, basically, I got another link that is not a video feed.
Okay.
And it has the video basically broken down in steps, and it's self-replicating robots.
Self-replicating robots.
Yeah,
how does
know,
that work,
like,
Steven?
Well, basically, they had, the people at Cornell made little cubes, kind of like the hellish little death cubes from Hellraiser.
Okay.
If you look at them, it actually has different workings, and it kind of looks like Hellraiser 3 Bloodlines to me. But basically, these things can receive information from the little pads underneath and kind of replicate themselves. They can, if fed more of these little blocks that they're made of, and just keep making more and more that make more.
How do they make more, dude? How?
Well, they don't, like, you know, have robot sex or anything to make more, right? At this point, they're only, like, being fed these things. But basically, if they could do this, they could make stuff that would strip mine planets and just friggin' build factories and just replicate themselves and move mass across buffers in the whole universe.
Hold on now. Did we just come full circle and, you know, strike it, reverse it, and then come back to the Clone Wars, which are happening now and are going to lead into the new Star Wars movie? Did we come back around, Steve?
Yes, we did. I think we did.
We sure did. We tied it together. Yes! Okay.
And the people at Cornell are the cloners. They're crazy. You got to watch out for them.
So the Cornell people are the cloners. And it's the attack of
the
cloners.
Yeah, I think actually Shawnee Murphy is in that list of pictures. If you look at the morepictures.htm link.
Oh, really?
Shawnee Murphy, if you look in the bottom right-hand corner there, one of the developers of the Doomsday...
Shawnee Murphy!
...that will begin the Matrix that will turn us into the gray goo that controls everything.
Shawnee Murphy!
Shawnee Murphy.
He's on the left. You gotta look at it zoomed out. And Mark Frege is in the middle.
Zoom in is
dude,
no good.
Frege is in the middle.
Frege back in the 80s is in the middle.
1982 Frege.
Circa 82.
Yeah.
Well, they did say that the...
and Russian Sobers.
On a primitive version of STS-12.
That's it.
Software made by Lightspeed Electronics. If you don't know about them, they made conferencing software and Bongs, a very famous company back in the 80s.
And they made what?
Bongs and teleconferencing software.
They made Bongs. Lightspeed University is the only thing I know remotely close to that. It's actually a porn site with cheerleaders. Does that have anything to do with chat rooms? I don't know.
That might have been a precursor.
All right. Do you have... Okay, now... What if I was just to say that this whole alien thing is bullshit?
Could be.
What if I was to say that there's no way this alien thing is bullshit?
Yeah, but there's no way you can say there's no way.
There's no way, Steve. I'm telling you right now.
Well, I mean, you can say it, but...
Wait. We need the important music. Don't you know, Steve, that when you have to go out on these rants, we need the important music? Don't you know that already?
You want me to play the important
No,
music?
No, I have it. Okay, go ahead.
Very good. I think you need to play the Kermit the Frog song.
There is no such thing as aliens, Steve. There could be no way.
Yo, that shit's all made up of nanomachines. That shit was sent through a singularity in a black hole.
That's it?
Yo. They know everything, man.
What? How? Explain it, man. What's your theory, man?
It's all about DNA. You can just send DNA through a black hole. I'm pretty sure of it.
DNA, you send it through a black hole, and you have aliens.
Yeah, if you send a, if you just shot, like, slingshotted a person right into a black hole, their DNA would get through.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know where it would go, but I'm pretty sure it would get through.
Huh. Do you think that, maybe the black hole and the slingshot theory that you're speaking of is, the cause for Jennifer Lopez's success?
No, I think it was that movie, the one where she went into people's dreams.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there was that psycho.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the kid with the boat.
Selena. I remember that one.
I don't think it was Selena.
It was. It was Selena. It was
but that was probably another one that,
He's either that or Made in Manhattan. And I don't know why they snubbed her on Made in Manhattan.
Actually, everybody knows that J-Lo's success really came from In Living Color. You can even hear In Living Color's, backbeats in there. That little beep, beep.
Okay. Enough of that fucking J-Lo shit. Okay, are you a fan of the J-Lo ass?
Yeah. J-Lo's got a nice booty.
You're white, dude. You can't call it a booty. I'm sorry,
okay,
man.
She's got a nice fat ass.
She does. It's very fat. It's not nice. There's nothing remotely
What's wrong with
it? It's just fucking gigantic.
Other than being tapped by Ben Affleck.
No.
That's probably the worst part about it.
The whole Ben Affleck thing is her vagina was intact from the day she met fucking Ben Affleck. All he did was he put some fucking like a workout fucking bodybuilder grease on her back and some fucking cool water, poured it on her back, and just
went right at
the ass.
Matt Damon came over all the time too and was like, "Let me work the front."
Matt Damon, yeah. Matt Damon's another fucking fairy.
Not of, he asked J-Lo that.
Let me take care of the front for you. I like these apples, Ben.
Although he was good as a psycho killer angel.
Yeah. Yeah, he kind of was, I guess.
Probably one of his best roles.
Yeah, it probably was, like, only good role, dude. He was in no good movies. Matt Damon was in... No, I defy you to name a good Matt Damon movie other than Dogma.
The other, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back when they make fun of themselves in other movies.
Oh, Mallrats.
I think that was their second best
movie. It was Chasing Amy where he played announcer number 3. Why is it that, you know, he's never played a retard when he clearly looks like he's missing one or two chromosomes?
I mean, he's played a cripple but not a retard.
Cripple, I don't remember that.
But he has to be a cripple with superpowers.
When was he a cripple with superpowers?
Daredevil.
What? I totally never saw that fucking movie.
Ben Affleck, that's the blind guy that can...
No, fucking Matt Damon. He looks like a retard.
Oh, Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Matt Damon should be in a Sean Penn movie as brother retard.
Yeah, he should be. He really should be in a movie retarded.
It should,
Sean...
it should be entitled Brother
Green
Retards.
Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss.
There you go. There he is.
And I will eat them here and there. Say, I will eat them anywhere. I do so like green eggs and ham. Thank you. Thank you, Sam. I am. One more time.
Since when did Sean Penn think he was a good actor?
I am extraordinarily busy, sir.
Yeah.
Sean Penn is the worst actor of all time. The only good
best movie he was in was when he was a monk with Robert De Niro, but they were really crooks. I forget the name of that movie, but it was a good one.
Oh, yeah?
Sound more like a Wookiee.
Well, when I put
Wookiee
on, see,
Army.
What you can't hear on Skype is the echo effect that I put on. When I crank that echo up, it really sounds like I'm in a fucking church. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Ladies and gentlemen of this church, thank you for coming today. I want to say that I fucked at least 7 kids tonight. Right.
Silent Spick checking in. I like Sean Penn.
Sean Penn is one of the greatest actors of all time. I think he's the one of the greatest men ever to come across on celluloid. His art is such that it will never be. Never, ever be surpassed, no matter how many black holes, slingshots, and DNA you come to the table with. Okay? Steven.
you know, it takes a lot of... We'll never get there. We're all screwed up. Humans are all messed up.
Do you think cloning is should be allowed with humans?
Yes, I am all for... I'm for the islands of Dr. Moreau everywhere.
Really?
More like total fucking with nature.
Well, wait, now, I want you to speak for at least 20 seconds on this topic, but not yet, okay?
I can't speak for 20 seconds in a row.
On whatever topic you can think about. And I'm going to start you off with human cloning.
Well, human cloning. Probably would have saved Christopher Reeves if he could have hung on a little bit longer, but...
That's necessary.
No Christopher Reeve jokes, but... I don't know. They've actually cloned ears on the back of rats, and also I was reading just recently, they've cloned human brain cells onto circuit boards to pilot F-15 flight programs.
Yeah, I've heard about that too. And you know what else I heard? Mikey.
That was the first thing they didn't teach it was, you know, humans are good. No, pilot F-15s. That's the first thing we care to teach these things.
Control the military.
Control weapons of mass destruction.
You know what else I heard along these
Amoeba.
Lines? I heard that the guy from the Life commercials, Mikey, he ate Pop Rocks and drank soda, and then his head exploded.
Well, they should clone Mikey. And just put him on
why?
The air. And they can, like, every 3 minutes, like, they could have 10 of them. They could have 10 clones of Mikey, and every 3 minutes he could just have his head explode. You could just put them in a different part of the world for each one.
And it's a marketing boon. It is really a fucking... It would be gold for marketing to have 15 Mikey clones say that he likes it and then point to the product or event.
Yeah, speaking of shows, I heard that Spike TV actually ripped off a show idea of mine.
Oh, what's that?
That was a half hour of just destroying things.
Really?
Yeah, like TVs, cars, everything. I'd said this like 2 years ago. I'm like, that would be a cool idea. After watching the first time, I think it was the first time I saw MXC.
What the fuck is MXC? I don't even know.
The Most Extreme Elimination Challenge,
I'm
version
sorry.
Of the Japanese super happy fun magic castle of doom.
Is that actually...
Contestants run across precarious situations and get pelted by strange Japanese... figures from mythology that no one has any idea in the Western nations what they mean.
Yes, they do, if they can agree with this.
We're so high right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but Spike TV ripped off my idea of just destroying shit for a half an hour.
That's
but
cool.
I think the show already failed. So I'm kind of happy I never went with
it. Yeah, it actually went away with that guy with the glasses and the beret that likes to disprove fucking urban legends.
Like a duck's quack doesn't echo. It echoes.
Yes, it does.
I don't know. Those guys definitely made their money and left. Everyone's so dumb. They're like, people are so stupid.
They looked like they were like on a fucking mission from God when every time they do their disprove.
Guys, let's rig up this jigsaw to shoot pennies at terminal velocity into cement.
There's no way you can do it. What I'm going to do is build a catapult to disprove that you can't beat the... You can't beat the breathalyzer. I need MacGyver, 15 pennies, a roll of toilet paper, and a wax paper and saran wrap, and I also need a whore to suck me off in between takes. Okay.
And a nice pick, some aluminum foil, and my snorkel.
That's it. You got it. I need a funnel, some strings.
This is some hot music. This makes me think universally, man.
Okay, this is the Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, the tightest beat I ever heard.
Oh yeah, this is
Yeah! Yeah! What? Yeah.
Lil Jon definitely is a worldly person that is definitely like a cosmological thinker.
Yeah, his extensive vocabulary of three words really wows me when he begins to talk about astrophysics and the prospect.
In fact, English is his first language.
Wow, I would never have guessed. Would never have guessed. La 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 la. So, Steve, what's the best show on TV right now?
The best show on TV?
Yes.
I don't know, basically I just watch movies mostly.
What's your favorite movie of all time then, Steven?
My favorite movie
Whoa! This is your new theme song, by the way, I want to let you know.
Nice. My favorite movie of all time?
Yes.
That's a hard one, man. There's a lot of good movies, I think.
You're right.
Yeah. Shut up! No,
Shut up, I am not.
It's definitely not Star Wars, I can tell you that. Star Wars is not even on my top favorite movies to go to. I actually do like going to the Star Wars premieres on midnight just to see the dumb crack addict people that go and dress up.
Yeah, we were saying earlier in the show, I can't understand why anybody gets dressed up for these fucking things. Why, Steve? Why would they get dressed up?
Because...
What would it take for you to get dressed up and go to a Star Wars premiere?
I think I have to be related or to be a child of one of those people that used to go to the Rocky Horror Picture Show type deals, if you've ever seen
fucking,
one of those or heard of one of those.
Another fucking just societal runoff.
Yeah,
fucking
I think that's what it is.
Jumping around
with
fucking eyeshadow on. They're wearing
it's
fucking
the new,
stockings.
Generation XI or whatever the hell we are.
Yeah, but it was around the same time, man. They were wearing them back then, too, dude. They were wearing these fucking Wookiee costumes, and the big one is the Stormtrooper, because everybody wants to be a fucking...
No, everyone should be an Ewok, man. If I ever would get dressed up
You
go,
can't
go
dress
as
up
Ewok.
As a fucking Ewok. If you dress up as an Ewok, you're a goddamn Wookiee.
I can't... No, Wookiees are too tall, man. You gotta play the short character. They got fat asses. You can kind of lean back in the suit, I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't think about the logistics of it. I'd just be a gigantic one. Everyone would be off scale. Humans would just be too small.
They would be.
If you took a Star Wars human and put it next to a real-world human, Star Wars humans are all actually 10 feet tall. Ewoks are like 6 feet tall.
Ewoks are actually 6 feet tall.
People just don't know about the scaling.
Do you know the name of more than one Ewok?
Wicket? Wicket? No, I said that one already.
The true test that you're not a fucking geek is that you do not know the name of more than one Ewok.
Yeah, I just know Wicket, because he was Wicket. I know how to say Gunda. I mean, that's good, because he would eat the things that look like pineapples. As a little kid, I'm like, damn, that stuff looks good. That's all I could think about when watching like, the Ewoks.
Yeah, I was actually...
I wanted some of that stuff that he was eating. I didn't know what it was.
That was my first word when I began masturbating. Gunda! I said it once in Japan, and I got shit thrown on me for some reason. I don't know.
I think that's the Japanese shit-tosser call.
Oh, yeah. I like it when people check in and say that they're so lost. Because that means we're doing our job. This is
the mystery fucking
corner with Steve. He's a man of mystery.
This is the mystery corner. Well, I figured out what Bigfoot is, not who.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What is Bigfoot? Wait, Steven.
You guys can Google this if you want to.
Wait, hold on. We really need some super important music when you're talking about these things. So here we go.
Why? It's not super important.
It is. Good.
Now, we need some redneck music for Bigfoot, man. It's like the monster truck.
Oh, Bigfoot the truck,
like,
not Bigfoot the
Alabama.
Animal.
Do you have any Canadian music?
I have the Smiths.
Actually, I have no idea what Canadian music is. I guess it's Celine Dion.
I have? I have I have some gay Canadian music. Here we go. Hold on a second.
Actually, if you play the Titanic song by Celine Dion and apply it to Bigfoot, you'd actually understand what she's talking about.
There you go, Canadian music. This is our required Canadian content of the day. Okay. Alright, Steve, what's going on? Bigfoot. What happened?
They ran off into the woods and said, fuck humanity.
They did.
Yeah, they're just like, you know, between monkeys and men, kind of. There's actually like a scientific name, Gigantopithecus blackie.
Dude, you know how many of those I pass by when I fucking go to Newark?
Yeah, I just put it into the chat room so everyone can Google that if you want to.
Okay, before it... Hold on, I have to put a stop to this shit right now. It's just... Wait, that didn't fucking work.
Easy on the tacos, Kenny.
Yeah, okay, that's right. Got to put a stop to that. I just want to say that when you're talking about Gigantopithecus Blackie, I don't want any racial complaints coming out to me. Send them directly to Steven. We call them African-Americans around here, Steve.
No. If that's really bad if you call African-Americans that.
Why?
Because they're like cavemen, dude.
Oh, sorry. That's very bad.
Dude, they have, like, bones of, like, Bigfoot, and people are just like, okay, there it is. No one, like, ever, like, draws the link, you know? It's, like, discovered stuff that people just don't realize.
Yeah.
But we just don't, like, have one in a cage, that's all.
Huh.
What the hell? We didn't have, like, a gorilla in a cage until, like, 1924 or some crap like that.
We didn't have a great white shark in captivity since Jaws 3D.
Yeah. That was a good one. That was a big Jaws 3D.
Bumper
Marty
boats,
McFly,
man.
Totally pwned Jaws.
Pwned? Did you actually say pwned?
Yeah, pwned. It's a word in the English language now truly accepted by...
Get the fuck out of here. It's not in the dictionary.
By Webster Dictionary.
Bullshit. Yeah. No, it's not.
Yep.
Bullshit.
It's urban slang. It's a slang word.
It's not accepted by the...
Get with the times, DJ.
It's not
style.
been
pwned.
Dude, it's not in the Webster's Dictionary. Is it? Really? They actually added this fucking thing?
You just said it wasn't. Go look. Are you really looking it up?
I am
now.
P-W-N-E-D.
Yeah, now you are. It's P-W-N-E-D.
Yeah, no shit. It's not there. P-W-N-E-D. It's in fucking Urban Dictionary.
I just led you on a wild goose chase.
It's on UrbanDictionary.com. They actually have a fucking pronunciation key for it and everything like that.
Yeah, I'm pronouncing it right, too.
Fucking pwned.
Fucking pwned.
It's a fucking P-W-N, dude.
So what?
I know it is P. It's pwned, though.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter how you spell anything.
Oh, we're getting fired by Chelsea. Chelsea's a 19-year-old submissive from Brooklyn. We're fired.
What is her name? We should go through everybody's name in the...
Oh, I have to introduce everybody. We have Steve.
Let's introduce everybody.
Steve 927, in case you don't know, his name is Steve. Silent
Steve.
Spick. Apparently he's a Chinese man that runs SilentSpick.com.
T-Y-V-M.
We have Rhodes 2424. Oh, by the way, Silence Big. Niu Nai. Niao. Rhodes 2424 is Lil Jimmy Rhodes. Yankees chick 1110 is Lil Jimmy Rhodes' sister. That's Lil Jimmy Rhodes' sister. And ND Pickle is a 14-year-old girl who talks dirty to C-Rock on his show. Good luck. Good luck, C-Rock. See ya. And we have Hairless Dan is DeLorean Dan. And Cluminati is Craig Coleman from the Craig Coleman Show on RadioBBQ.net, which I will be joining. I will be bringing the show on RadioBBQ.net. It's a radio station, internet radio station. I will be on Tuesday nights at 10 in the regular schedule, Steve. I'm on this new radio station. Did you fucking hang up?
I'm here.
Okay. And then we have Dialsoft, which is the bro with the fro, Mark Frege, owner of VizHost.com, RealMutt.com, Dialsoft.com, and Jungle.net. He's a web empire. Ank Enforcer from SilentSpick.com. That's somebody, I don't know her name. E.H. Dead Arquell.
E.H. Dead Arquell? What is that?
D.A. Darkiel.
Darkiel.
Darkiel. Dark L, I am Darkwheel. How are you?
I am Darkwheel.
Hello, they call me Darkwheel, and I am here to clean your. I'm here to make cleaning on your windshield. That's Chelsea. She's the 19-year-old submissive from Brooklyn.
20 tomorrow.
And we have Adam Leisure. Adam Leisure.
Laser, like laser beams, like laser.
Like mini me, do not hump the leisure.
Is it with a Z or an S?
Z, L-A-Z-O-R. That kid's got the coolest fucking name. Adam Laser. He sounds like he should be in a
See, that kid is descended from alien beings, because where does the name Laser ever come into, like, the last name pool?
It's probably someone had, like, Lazier.
Lazier?
Your name's Laser, boy!
There was, like, some dude who, like, did all these, like, radio shows. There was, like, yeah, Robert Laser. He was, like, some guy. I'm like, what the hell? How does this guy have, like, a last name Laser?
Yeah, dude, I want the last name, like, if I had the last name Laser, my first name would be, like, fucking, Bartokamus.
Bartokamus.
I would take, Balky's
last name. Get the fuck out of my diner.
Yes, you, fat and black, you go the fuck home.
You, fat and black, you get the fuck out.
You, take your blanket, you go the fuck home.
You, take your pill and get the fuck out.
We got C-Rock is Bug Box, Bug.
Bug, box, bug, just checking.
CRockRadio.com. He's contemplating.
CRockRadio.com, checking in the
contemplating
late hour.
Move. All right. So,
What I was going to say, actually, is where do these actual names come from? I mean, mine's my name and my birthday. That's easy. But, like, do we know Silent Spick? Is he really that silent? I mean, he runs a show, doesn't he?
Apparently, volume is liquor.
And he's Chinese.
Volume, he's not Chinese, he's a Spick, dude. Volume is liquor. He's silent until he drinks. And then he turns up the volume by dumping liquor down his fucking throat.
We're
going to check in with him before the end of the show, and you're going to hear how fucking hammered this kid is.
So he's really just, like, silent by day, and then he drinks at night, and then he's not silent.
Mild-mannered.
He's lazy because he's Mexican.
And he gets so pissed off, he calls in a C-Rock show, and he complains because he works with a lot of African-American, black people. And he goes, man, I fucking hate working for niggers.
Mexican? Is he Mexican?
He's
or
like,
Spanish?
He's like... Spanish. I think he's Colombian. I'm not sure, though.
Oh, okay.
But he's
See,
like...
Mexicans don't work.
He hates Spicks. He hates niggers. He even says this. He called up C-Rock's line. It was like... Hey, C-Rock, how are you? I just want to call to say I fucking hate Spicks. I hate niggers. And I hate niggers.
There's a lot of idiot white people, too, man.
There are, man. I hate...
Man, I can see where he's coming from.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just being honest.
Exacto mundo, sir. Yeah. I had a bit I was working on.
I wonder where the 2424 comes from. I don't know.
His birthday. His birthday is 24.
He was born on January or February 4th, 1924.
That's it.
Okay.
He was actually born
and
on October 24th.
And his younger sister was born January 1st, 1910.
Yes. Or, yeah, something like that. I wanted to play a song that I actually recorded myself. It's going to be the new bit of the show. Every show, we're going to cover a classic song, and it's a cover song that I did. This is to Buddy Holly's Peggy Sue. You want to have a listen here, Steve?
Sounds good to me.
All right, 1 second here. Let me get this fucking thing out. If you knew Peggy Sue, then you'd know why my balls aren't blue, because of Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Just wanna fuck you, darling, sneak inside you, Peggy Sue. Oh, Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Bone you, hump you, bang you, fuck you, Peggy Sue. Oh, my Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Just need to fuck you, hun. Get inside you, Peggy Sue. Sure, I love you, Peggy Sue. But in 2 months, bitch, we'll be through. Fuck me, Peggy. I'm about to spew. Oh, if you loved me, girl, then you'd fuck me, Peggy Sue. Yeah, that was my Buddy Holly cover.
That was interesting.
Thank you. That's what I'm going for. Interesting songs. Yeah, I did the one.
Interesting songs.
I'm going for I did O'Connor. If you remember that one, I was to a Richie Valens song.
O'Connor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that one.
A big moment in my life was when I met Lil Jimmy Norton. And he sung the chorus when I reminded him that I did the song. He's like, oh, shit. O'Connor, and he's like, yo, Opie, this is the guy that did O'Connor. That was great, man. It was a big moment.
Isn't it cool when those two little neurons fire in someone's brain who's important?
Yes.
And like, wow.
I like it a lot. You know what, though? Norton was actually sucked through a black hole. So he's not human, but, you know, we'll keep him around.
We gotta keep those people around, man.
We need people like that.
I just figured out something cool. If we made, like, little robots that just ate garbage and put them in the sewers, we could just litter everywhere.
Dude, we already got them. Dude, you ever see the guy sleeping on the stairs in the subway? He eats fucking garbage. He doesn't have to be a robot, but...
No, I mean good robots. I mean not smelly robots.
Well, he's a homeless guy, man. Keep out of your way.
These robots are just...
You know, you get fired from your office job, you get really pissed off, you do some coke in the bathroom before you get thrown out, you get your shit together, and you're driving your Trans Am, and you turn one of them over, fuck them, kill them, and then go masturbate in your car and drive off and kill a hooker. Just like the 80s.
And then you hang out on the side, and then the little machines come up and eat you, and you're gone, and that's it.
And that's it, because you're garbage.
Great story. That's a
good
that's
story, man. Good times.
That's
Steve,
the way for the story to
do
end.
You have anything to plug?
Yeah, I have this eBay auction.
The number 4512.
It's for a beta account for Gmail. I have 60 of them.
Dude, I have... So many of those right now. Hey, if anybody wants a Gmail account, send mail out to djnewstyle@gmail.com and I'll give you one. I don't give a fuck. It's not fucking elite anymore.
@gmail.com.
Yeah, exactly. It's not elite anymore. It's not...
I got 60 of them.
Yeah. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yo, I saw that thing Gmail.
I went from like 12. I'm like, oh, at 12. I'm like, oh, they're giving these things out like hotcakes.
Yeah.
And the other day, I checked my email, and there's like this little ticker now. It's like a little like, how many people have visited your site? It's like, how many free Gmail accounts can you give out? I don't really know 60 people anymore. I don't think.
Dude, the Gmail like fucking the size ticker is great.
I should start sending them to celebrities. Join Gmail.
Join Gmail. Dear Danny Cook. Danny Cook from Different Strokes fame. I loved you as the redhead kid with the southern voice.
Just send it to all the redhead kids.
Every redhead kid that was ever on a TV show. Ron Howard, you know, that kid Sam from fucking Different Strokes. It's different.
I wonder what the chick from Small Wonder looks like now. I wonder if she's hot.
Oh, I bet you. Let me see. What was her name?
That was just a random thought, but.
Oh, yes, sir. Small Wonder. She's a small wonder. A skiddly doo.
Yeah, you need the Small Wonder theme for someone. I think Jimmy Rhodes, the little wonder, would be a good one. Jim's a robot.
Jim is a robot. You're absolutely
right.
I think we figured
that out a couple of years ago.
Tiffany Brissett. Wow, she was born in 74. She's older than you, Steve.
Exactly. I can think about it if she's hot. She was always hotter than me. Or older than me. And hotter. Yeah. That too.
Let's see here. Tiffany Brissett. Oh, wow. There's some super hot pictures there. Here's a really little hot one. It's a little hot number, this one. Oh, fucking Angel Fire, you cocksucker. Here, fuck it.
I'm gonna find a good one.
Oh. Hey, let's get this girl on here. I don't care.
What girl?
Ooh, hey, she's a girl. I'm doing the C-Rock, hey. This is Chelsea.
Hey.
It's a girl.
A girl?
Chelsea. I don't know if she's even on. Whatever. This is the Small Wonder girl. She's actually on our show right now. She's awful. I put the picture in the chat room of Tiffany Bissett. Or Brissett, whatever the fuck. Tiffany Bissett Kennedy, who died in a plane crash.
She's dead?
Yeah, she was actually Carolyn Bissett Kennedy's sister.
Oh,
no, I'm sorry. Her name is Brissett. Prick.
Oh, so she's dead.
She's not dead, you dumbass.
I'm dead.
No,
I'm the guy that
see
died.
Jimmy doesn't know what's going on here. Oh, she's too busy for the fucking DJ New Style show right now. But I was calling her up, and
oh, you
Chelsea,
found her on Skype?
No, Chelsea's a 19-year-old woman. She's a submissive, meaning she has a master and you know all that stuff. That whole
master in submissiveness.
Yes. The dad on Small Wonder has to be a faggot. I'm sorry. You've got to check. Like, I don't know if you remember this fucking thing. The kid, the son, Jamie, and Mr. Lawson, gotta be gay. There's no two ways about it. Just look at him. I put the picture in the chat room. If you're not in here, you need to be. We're going to be wrapping up the show pretty soon because we've been on for a while now. And we don't want to, you know, keep on going unless we do, which would be nice. Small Wonder ran in syndication from 1985 to 1989. It was one of the quirkiest TV series for its time for several reasons. It was produced for weekly syndication rather than a network by five production companies working together. Because of that, Small Wonder could be shown any time during the week.
Wow.
Fuck it. It sucks.
You know the guys that made The Matrix just were all about this girl?
They were. They totally wanted her in the movie. They wanted her in her little red and white dress.
But like, she died, we have
her
to
bad robot Matrix. Acting, lifting up the couch.
Do you know Keanu Reeves actually played Buddha in a movie? I was looking, oh man, I was watching TV, and I'm like, that's really weird. I'm like, what the hell
Don't
is this?
Kill living things!
Dude, it gets worse than that. It's so much worse than that. I didn't even know it was him. I'm like, I had IMDb it in the middle of the movie. I'm like, this is too much. I can't tell if it's him or not.
It's almost as bad as Steven Seagal playing the Eskimo in that one movie.
Or Viggo Mortensen being a
yeah
Native American cowboy.
You people aren't going to desecrate my oil anymore. I'm just going to break your arms, and no matter how many bullets you can take, that's going to end you.
My Mustangs are going to run free.
Yeah. How is it that in any given Steven Seagal movie, you could shoot somebody 25 times, but a broken arm, they're done? Oh, hey, it's a girl. We have a girl calling in. You're on the DJ New Style show. Who's this?
What?
Okay, fucking Skype died again! Gosh! We'll try it again, folks. We will try it again. Fucking Skype sucks. 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 Holy shit, man. Holy fucking shit. Shit, man, I tell you what, motherfucker, you don't even know, man. Yeah, I'll tell you. I'm gonna add this person to contacts. Yeah, that's right. Huh.
Ooh.
Yo, Skype blows cock. Skype blows cock.
And now it's ringing.
Now it's ringing. Hello, you're on the DJ New Style show. Who's this?
Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea. What's going on?
Nothing.
Okay.
Hi, Chelsea. How are you?
This is Steven. Steven's a drug user, and he's very funny. That's why he's on.
What the hell is singing?
What?
Whoa!
Who is the drug user here?
Are you singing? What's this, what did you just ask?
What? LOL?
Wait, I'm sorry, I missed out on something there. Chelsea, what's going on? Hello?
What?
Are you okay?
Yes.
Alright, good. That's it. We just want our listeners to be, and our callers, more importantly than the listeners, because the listeners are quite frankly scumbags. So fuck
yep.
them. Callers, yeah. It's all about callers. Don't let them
it's
know.
It's all about D.O.
Yes, Overstock.com. Overstock.com! Yeah, alright. So, Chelsea, what's going on today? What anything new happened with you today?
I turn 20 tomorrow.
In a few minutes. 45 minutes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Only one more year of illegal drinking left.
Darn.
You enjoy illegal drinking, I take it. You are not able to be heard.
She enjoys a slow response time as well.
No, she her mic cut out or something like that. Dude, silence speaking.
Checking in.
Chelsea, I'm going to have to hang up on you for a second. We got to do our silence pick check-in of the show at the end. Hold on a second. We'll be right back with you. We got to get silence pick on one.
Silence pick checking in. Chelsea rocks. Let me read through the rest of what he said.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Chelsea rocks. Silence Pick can follow up with his other thoughts.
Yeah. He said, Chelsea rocks, though she sounds like a retard. And then he said something else. I don't really know.
Chelsea is a nigga whore.
He said she's a nigga whore. Hello, you're on the air of the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Spick, what's up, Cracker?
What's up, Cracker?
All right, what's the
yeah, Crackers?
What's the shot count up to now, Armando?
I'm running out, dude.
You're running out, dude. How much did you start out with, first of all?
Apparently, I'm drinking. Fuck, I can't read this shit.
It's in milliliters, right? It's all
40 ounce. Percentage sign alcoholic by volume. Can somebody translate this shit for me?
did it say 40 OZ period sign percentage
sign? I need a translator. Anybody out there?
What kind of bottle are you looking at, Silence Bay?
Dude, right now I see a Bacardi Gold with
yeah,
a
what's
bunch
the
of
biggest
vines
word say?
And a bat in the middle. I do want to know the answers though.
Okay.
And I can't fucking see it.
All right, sound
spec. Is there a bat with a door and a white person getting dragged out of a car?
Nah, I see a bat kicking some nigga's ass. Yeah. I bet somewhere
I see a skull and crossbones. Says, do not drink. If swallowed, you'll die. How many ounces did I drink? Okay, so you emptied the bottle, pretty much.
But, dude, seriously, I do want to know how much I drank. And I have no idea how much I have.
Get a piece of paper and a pencil.
Dude, at the bottom. It's what does it say at the bottom? Under the logo.
Dude, what's he... What's he? It's like 40 ounce alcohol, 5 IU. It is proof. Does that mean anything?
You drank a 40. You drank 40 ounces of it.
No, that's bullshit. No, that's 40%. 40%.
Oh, 40%.
40%.
80 proof alcohol. 40 ounces yeah. of 80 proof alcohol.
No, you didn't drink 40. You said 40%, right? Alcohol by volume.
It says 40% ALC 5 volume.
Period.
80% proof.
Okay.
Does that mean anything to anybody?
That means it's a very potent potable.
Yo, look for a potent potable. S word. Sold for 400.
All right, well, let's not get sidetracked. What's the ounces on it though? It's got to say ounces.
Yeah, look for a little M and a big L with a number before it. No, not MN. ML.
Nah.
ML is what we're looking for.
An M with a big L. It's going to be a big L.
It should be
M
like three
mean the
numbers.
Same thing in Spanish?
Yes. The metric system transcends all languages.
I see 200 ml.
Get them.
There you go. 200 milliliters.
Nice.
That's, okay, so how much have I drank, you motherfucker?
That whole bottle.
You're a genius then.
Oh my god. That's very funny. So, silence pick.
What's up?
Was that bottle full when you started drinking tonight?
Yeah, but I wish it was full again. You know what I see right now?
Yeah.
I see, like, an empty bottle. That means I gotta go to sleep. And I don't want to go to sleep because I'm having too much fun right now.
Empty bottle means
sleep.
Yeah,
you should make pancakes. You should make chocolate chip pancakes, man. That's what you do when you're drunk and late night.
Yeah.
Go for it. Make some
pancakes.
Spanish pancakes.
Are you talking about, like, weed and shit? Like,
dude, you
coke
drink...
or...
No, Spanish flapjacks, you know.
Is it true that there's 33 ounces to a liter? Is that right?
Dude, just... Whatever, like, I'm a drinker. I'm not a smoker or anything else. I'm a fucking 100% drinker.
Nice.
Anything I'm else you say does not mean shit to me.
I mean,
anything
I'm
involved with liquid, I don't care because I'm just a drinker.
Exactly.
So, silence, you drank the entire bottle. Is it a small bottle?
Actually, I drank.
Is it like a flask?
I'm trying to fucking tell you the name, though, and I'm failing.
Bacardi Gold.
Yeah, but I have the large bottle and I have the individual bottle. So I bought two individual bottles, and I bought.
Wait, you have like a double bottle, or are there like conjoined bottles that you have that you're drinking out of?
He's drinking out of
like
he's drinking out of a Colombian chemistry set.
Methamphetamine set direct to Bacardi.
Yeah, he's got a meth lab just to drink fucking just to get the measurement conversions right.
Dude, I wish I could do the math right now, and I can't. But I drank out of the regular bottle, but yet I spent an extra $1.60 for individual bottles, which I bought two.
How much?
I bought two individual bottles. The small ones. Piece of shit, like alcoholic drinks. I'm not an alcoholic, by the way. You don't know I drink every day. I'm not an alcoholic.
Gotcha. No, that's cool. We know.
Okay.
Oh, shit. You mean, like, the small bottles? It's just the same
shit. What you should do is put the bottle that you drank... Put it down on the ground, and put your hand on the ground. See how far up your bottle is. That can give us all a reference.
I think it's like a flask. It's probably like a 6 ounce bottle.
Wait. Even the small bottle says the same shit. It says 40 ounce. What the fuck is this?
It's the same size. Your spatial reasoning has been distorted by the alcohol you've drank.
Spatial reasoning.
Okay, so I need to look?
Look for
how
the ML.
Daily?
Look for the ML.
ML.
Look for OZ. Okay, ML.
Look for OZ. OZ, it'll say.
ML. Okay, ML. ML 50. How much is that?
50 ML? Dude, that's like nothing.
Yeah, what's that? Okay.
It's like a shot?
That's the small bottle.
That's not
even, dude. Okay, but
like an airplane
that's
bottle.
The small bottles.
I think it's like that's 500 ml, probably.
That's what they give you to pour your wounds after bar fights.
Okay. I usually buy 2 ml and one 200 ml. How much is that?
Wait.
You're Spanish. We don't use the metric system.
Dude, what's the... Okay. Does it say OZ next to it? It's got to.
OZ.
OZ. OZ, not
no.
OC.
Right now I see the biggest bottle I have in my hand. It says 200 ml. And the other two is OR 50 ml.
Hmm.
How much is that?
Hmm.
Come on, you bitches. You can do the math. I can't do it myself.
How many ml? Here?
Right now, the smallest bottle is 50 ml.
The fucking feed is dropping.
My regular bottle, which I drink
that's
every day...
That's one-seventh the size of a can of soda.
What about 200 ml? How much is that?
Smaller than a can of soda. That's 10 ounces.
200 ml. How much is that? 200 ml.
It's 200. Like 200 is
little
like,
M, big L.
Dude, it's 6.7.
A can of soda is.
It's like 6.79 ounces.
355. Yeah, a can of soda is 355 milliliters, man.
Is he calling me a pussy right now?
Yeah, he is.
I think that's what he's trying
he's
to say.
He's calling you a fucking
I
pussy.
I ain't drinking enough.
Dude, you are a pussy.
You're not drinking enough. Because you can't
you
read it yet.
He's calling you a fucking pussy. What do you got to say?
I've been fucking drinking for the last fucking 2 years, the same shit, and he's calling me a fucking pussy? Yo.
Well, I'm just saying you don't know how much you're drinking.
Dude,
I know you're drinking.
We need to make.
I'm sure you're drinking it, bro.
A contest right now.
Dude, he was saying before you called in that you just dump it out.
Huh?
Before you, just dude, before you, before you called in, he was telling everybody you just dump it out. You just don't even drink it. You pour it in the fucking sink and say you drank it.
Wait, I said that?
No, that's what Steve was saying about you.
What? Steve is a fucking shit dick. Bullshit. I would never dump alcohol. I know that for sure. So he's a shit dick. No way.
So if I threw a bottle, you would go long?
Dude.
You just start running
alcohol, weed. No, I never did crack or any hard shit. Alcohol, whatever, I will fucking go for it.
No kidding.
So if it just like launched like a bottle of vodka, you would just
I
start
would
running
it.
Long like a football
I'll
receiver.
Catch it. If I have to knock out, if I have to knock out fucking 30 fucking 100-year-olds, I would do it. It's free.
Jesus.
I don't give a shit. If I have to kill 30 niggas, I'll do it. I don't give a shit. Actually, no. Fuck the niggas. I'll do it for free for the niggas.
What if I just gave you the bottle first? What if I didn't even make you go long? If I just gave you the bottle and said, yo, fuck those niggas up.
What's the option? 30 bottles and what?
30 bottles? Yeah, if I gave you 30 bottles.
And
say, go fuck them up. You'd be like, yeah, let's go fuck those guys up. For
fuck
free.
Who?
I don't know. You just said those niggas.
And then I'll do it for free.
Like 300-year-olds,
I'll do it for free.
If you had to kill 300-year-olds.
I'll do it for free. As long as it's
nice.
Niggas.
Nice.
Niggas are nothing to me.
Like a virus?
Niggas are... Like, actually, you know what I picture myself? Picture me as Hitler.
You're like the Spanish Hitler?
Oh my god, dude, that's not where you want to be.
Yeah.
Tell you what. Oh man.
Think of yourself as a conquistador or something, you know. Maybe a little...
Hello?
I don't know. I think he dropped.
He fucking dropped out. Oh, well. What are you going to fucking do?
He didn't want to be conquistador.
Dude, that was fucking great radio. I'll tell you that. Hey, we ended with Silent Spick saying, if you're going to picture me as fucking Hitler.
I'll take out 300-year-olds, yo. Shit's for free.
Yeah, that's like a 6.9 ounce fucking bottle. I did the math.
All I know is a can of soda is 355. If he was drinking something that was 50, it was 1/7 the size of a can of soda.
Man, oh man. I tell you what, man. Well, Steve-O.
I tell you what.
We gotta have you on more, man. You gotta be on more.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm gonna be on the Radio Barbecue, RadioBarbecue.net. I don't know if they want this on here, but whatever. They got a fucking Spanish guy telling everybody he wants to be perceived as Hitler. But okay.
There's editing tools out there and whatnot. And
not on the live shit.
Not on the live shit.
Keep it live. All right.
We're actually getting radioed somewhere else. That's dangerous.
What do you mean?
Now that I know that, I can get my message out to that many more people.
Dude, you can. There's like 200%.
That's scary in and of itself.
The audience is going to be huge. People, this is an established internet radio station. Radio.
You know, 2012 AD, man. You got to run until 2012 AD so I can.
Or perhaps 1689 AD, so we can look up a fucking inmate.
No, that's 1618 actually.
Oh,
was
it?
Jerry - 1618. Look out for Jerry.
I like how date of release unknown at this time.
Unknown at this time.
How do you not know?
If you need a pen pal that looks like
fucking D.
That was that movie.
Jazzy
the guy
Jeff.
With the magic
belt. Looks like Jazzy Jeff.
No, he looks like who's the guy with the magic belt that doesn't speak English. Speaks his own language.
Sounds that.
Pootie Tang. Pootie Tang. He looks very much like Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang. Pootie Tang did it again! Every time your white motherfuckers get up in this chat room, Pootie Tang did it again.
Eddie Ed's gotta be down with Pootie Tang.
Yeah, man. The movie whack.
Maybe it's his father.
Yeah, Pootie. Booty done did it again. Booty my dad, man. What y'all want to do?
All right, man. I think it's time to end it. We're going to wrap it on up. The DJ New Style Show. Every Tuesday night, 10 o'clock, radiobbq.net, djnewstyle.com. Steve, what do you got to plug, man?
Rammstein. I just want to hear Rammstein. That's it.
Oh, wait. We got something kind of new here.
Oh, the Pelican. What the hell is it called? The some UK website. It's all crazy. What the hell is it called? The Pelican, some shit. Center stage on the mic.
Here we go. We're taking it on out. The DJ New Style is going to end. What's the website you wanted to plug?
I think it's observer.co.uk.
Oh, man, what a wacky fucking website that is.
It's a great site to spend countless hours just clicking on tangents of links. That's great.
Well, we're taking it on out. Steve, thank you very much. Here we go.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we're putting it on wax. It's the new style.
The DJ New Style Show.
I like your throat.
RadioBBQ.net next week, 10 o'clock. Right.
Peace.
www.djnewstyle.com. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. And we out this motherfucker.